Dove Go Fresh deodorant and cool cucumber and green tea scent with matching body mist, plus three other fresh scents.
Cyberspace. Here's CBS News correspondent Dan Revive.
Mr. Obama is expected to call cybersecurity one of his top priorities. No surprise to Larry Magid, technology analyst for CBS News and CNET.
The government has a responsibility not only to safeguard government facilities, but the Internet in general, because it's vital to our national security and our economy.
So a new job in the White House will be created. Officials already call him or her the cyber czar.
I'm Barry Bagnato, another arm of the effort, a new unified Pentagon Cyber Command, a prime candidate to run it, Army Lieutenant General Keith Alexander, who told Congress this month,
would allow us to leverage the defense and the offense for the good of our forces around the world.
Defense to protect vital capabilities, CBS News military consultant Mike Lyons.
Cyber attacks could potentially take command and control structures down, leaving us with armies in the field unable to communicate with each other.
Offense means cyber attacking America's enemies. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
The American melting pot is more interesting than ever, with multiracial Americans now the fastest growing demographic group, with the number of us who check more than one box on census surveys jumping by 33%.
I believe about 50% of the total numbers of multiracial people are people under the age of 18. So we're going to grow more and more.
And Susan Graham, executive director of Project Race, says there are plenty of high-profile symbols like President Obama and golfer Tiger Woods.
He has said, I'm not black, I'm not white, I'm not Asian, I'm not Indian. I'm all of these things. And multiracial is what I am.
General Motors employees are swallowing hard and hoping they'll be able to keep their jobs.
We're just at this point trying to make sure that we can survive and keep the house and provide a good home for our son.
She's the wife of a UAW worker at GM. Members of the union finished voting today on benefit and wage cuts designed to help keep the company afloat. CBS's Cynthia Bowers.
65,000 union workers are being asked for sweeping givebacks, including eliminating dental and eye care benefits for retirees. Current workers will see no cost of living adjustments and no performance bonuses and must promise not to strike in the next 6 years.
A GM bankruptcy filing could come any time between now and Monday. CBS's Anthony Mason says it'll be a watershed moment that will put taxpayers behind the wheel and in the hole.
Basically, taxpayers would end up with about 72.5% of General Motors, but it is probably going to cost as much as $30 billion for us to turn GM around.
And it's day three of a bankruptcy court hearing for Chrysler, with a judge being asked to let the automaker sell most of its assets to Fiat. To California, where Governor Schwarzenegger will ask more than 200,000 state workers to take an additional 5% pay cut. Their pay has already been slashed by 10% with two-day-a-month furloughs. The state's trying to cut $3 billion in spending and a hardship for many in Sacramento.
I don't think there's really been a comparison to this.
I'm sure for a lot of families this is not a pleasant situation.
It's the Friday World News Roundup, and it's 4 minutes after the hour.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. A security guard was shot and killed overnight at a West Denver nightclub. Another was injured in the incident.
Security guards were working outside the nightclub in the parking lot area when someone pulled out a gun and fired shots, striking both security guards.
Denver Police spokesman Sonny Jackson. Jackson says the second guard is in serious condition at Denver Health Medical Center. It happened at El Chaparral nightclub, and Denver police are trying to learn who their suspects are. One man is fighting for his life. Several others remain homeless after a suspicious fire yesterday morning in Aurora.
Some people did jump out of windows. All of the people had escaped the structure prior to the fire department's arrival.
Aurora Fire Captain Alan Robnett says they're offering a $5,000 reward for information leading to an arrest of the person who started that fire. And grocery workers at King Soopers say they want a 10-week extension on contract talks, not the June 15th deadline proposed by King Soopers. The union says it wants more time to hash out pension benefits and wages. Sports, Nuggets in the all-important Game 6 against the Lakers tonight at Pepsi Center. Denver trailing in the series three games to two, and it's the Rockies and Padres tonight at Coors Field. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where volume is light, so speeds are decent. No problems to report on 925 to and through the tech center. Things are looking great on 2 1/4 across Aurora. Should only take you about 10 or 15 minutes as you're driving in either direction of the highway between I-70 and I-25. 36 also wide open. If you're cruising out to DIA, picking somebody up, dropping somebody off, catching a flight, security wait times less than 10, plenty of parking spaces available, and Pena Boulevard is moving along at a pretty good clip. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Tired of happy hour specials that really aren't so special?
Ladies and gentlemen,
man, showbiz.
Bruno is Sacha Baron Cohen's highly anticipated follow to Borat. It's set for a July 10th release, but unless producers tone down some of the content, it could be slapped with a kiss of death NC-17 rating. Reports suggest there may be a little too much sexy time in the mockumentary about the flamboyant fashionista Bruno, which has already been praised by critics.
Show us.
Every once in a while, a revolutionary product comes along that changes everything.
Take it out of the future.
iPhone users now have a new way to make calls. Say hello to Skype for iPhone. Don't get too excited, though. As it turns out, you'll only be able to use this app when you're connected to the interwebs via Wi-Fi. Even so, it does promise the ability to make free Skype-to-Skype calls, Skype out support, and instant messaging with other users.
Inspector Gadget.
Technically, Michael Caine has retired. In reality, the 75-year-old actor admits that he finds it hard to turn down a script, a statement supported by recent roles in movies such as The Dark Knight, Children of Men, The Prestige, and the new movie Is Anybody There?, now showing nationwide, in which Caine gives what many believe is one of his best performances yet.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I called in a favor, and I think I have tickets. I don't know. I'm not 100% sure, but I think I got tickets. I'm very,
very
excited. Who knew
Stan Kroenke was such a fan of yours here in town?
Yeah, it should be an interesting game. The Nuggets last time pulled a classic Philadelphia 76ers and collapsed in the fourth quarter. And now it's do or die time. I think they're going to pull it out. What do you think?
Yeah, I would take the Nuggets tonight.
I think they're going to rise to the occasion.
I think so. I think they're fired up for this one.
Yeah,
I mean, Melo's got to come through. I don't know how hurting he is, but the last two games he's been kind of absent, so we really need Melo to show up.
Yeah, it's he's got to come through in the clutch, that's for sure. And if he doesn't, I don't think they're going to pull it out.
Right.
By the way, I haven't paid attention. What's the score of the Magic?
The Magic the Magic lost last night, so that's now 3-2. LeBron James went off last night.
Okay.
I mean, he scored like every single points of the Cavs in the fourth quarter.
Because I've been told if the Nuggets win this series and they face the Magic, they could really go all the way. If they face the Cavs,
I don't know. The Magic are kind of like the Nuggets. They got depth.
I don't know, man.
You know, and Dwight Howard, they have trouble with big guys.
You want to go up against LeBron?
No, I'd rather get the Magic, but I think the Magic could pose more problems for the Nuggets. But I don't know, man. The way LeBron looked last night, he had a triple-double.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Seriously, he, like, I turned it when there was like about 2 minutes left, but LeBron had already scored 23 points in the fourth quarter.
That's ridiculous.
And he had assisted on like every other basket that they made.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, yeah, he just took over.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it should be an awesome basket. Man, if you go, shoot, I wish I was. I got wedding festivities all weekend, so I'm not. I don't even know if I'll be able to watch the game.
Come on, you'll be able to watch.
I'll be at a rehearsal dinner tonight.
Fingers crossed they pull it out. Pull it out tonight and don't pull a 76ers, although the problem is if I'm going to be there, they'll probably lose.
Don't say that. Then don't go. Stay home.
All right, let's do our news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
Colorado news. Governor Ritter is rumored to be vetoing that firefighters union bill. Colorado polls reports that just weeks after vetoing the bill to give blocked out workers' unemployment benefits and angering Democratic lawmakers who had supported that bill, Governor Ritter is widely expected to veto yet another labor measure involving firefighters. Ritter has until June 5th to make a decision on SB 180 before it becomes law automatically without his signature. But most of the talk surrounding the bill this week is of the expectation that Ritter will veto the bill that would give firefighters the right to form a union. The Grand Junction Sentinel reports that the Colorado Professional Firefighters is pressuring the governor, saying he has promised as a candidate to sign such a measure, which the union contends is needed to ensure firefighters' safety by giving them a voice in equipment purchases and other matters. So this is a huge decision for Ritter. And you should stay on it. Keep aware of it. Again, it's SB 180. And if you feel passionately about it, call up the governor's office and let him know you don't want him to veto a bill that disenfranchises firefighters. I mean, it really, to kick firefighters in the face would be just unbelievable. I'm not going to believe he's going to veto it until he actually does. It's just hard to believe that he would do it. Denver Post has a story, a bigger story in its local section about Ritter, saying that the fuming over his veto of that unemployment bill continues as angry critics swear that he never told Democratic leadership, bill sponsors, or union backers that he planned to veto it. The governor's office meets regularly with House and Senate Democrats in the legislature, but the word is that he never said, and they never indicated they were opposed to it. House Speaker Terrence Carroll said that he never heard the veto word. Denver Post also reports that states will hurt their chances to compete for millions of federal stimulus dollars if they fail to embrace innovations such as charter schools. These regulations are coming, these strings attached to the money, could imperil some Colorado stimulus money. That grocery workers' labor dispute. King Soopers and its employees failed Thursday to extend a labor contract set to expire Saturday. King Soopers workers are proposing a 10-week extension of the negotiations so that the two sides can continue to work towards a new contract. The company offered an extension only through June 15th, raising the prospects that there will, in fact, be a strike, which nobody wants to see. The state of Colorado has told the federal government it should conduct a midterm review of oil shale research, development, and demonstration leases before it considers issuing more of them. The state's based its comments on a lack of action on the lease parcels by the companies holding the leases. It submitted its letter Thursday, the deadline set by the Department of the Interior for comments regarding a possible second round of leases. Also Thursday, 16 conservation groups told the Interior Department they opposed any more leases. Lawyers for Colorado State University have asked a judge to give them until June 1st to formally respond to that lawsuit filed by the Fort Collins Coloradan and two other media organizations accusing the system's governing board of repeatedly violating state open meetings laws. International Speedway Corporation, operator of 12 NASCAR auto racetracks, said Wednesday it still has not ruled out building its own track near Denver, despite the announcement of plans for a motorsports complex by another local investment group. So you've got competing corporations for that big $50 million pot of taxpayer cash to build that raceway. Pigs at the trough, if you ask me. And my favorite website, Game Politics, broke the news that Boston Mayor Tom Menino is partnering with the video game industry for a public service ad campaign designed to raise parental awareness of the industry's video game rating system. Colorado Springs TV is now reporting that John Southers, the attorney general here, has also jumped on the board jumped on board with this plan. A press release on Southern's website quotes the Attorney General in support of video game ratings. I think ratings are fine. The more information, the better. National news. The Pentagon plans to create a new military command for cyberspace, administration officials said Thursday, stepping up preparations by the armed forces to conduct both offensive and defensive computer warfare. So, the integration of the internet becoming something of a security, a national security issue. Saw this story. Sonia Sotomayor, we talked about her record yesterday. The Politico has a story talking about how, while she may not have a long paper trail on hot-button social issues, in one area of the law, campaign finance, she has staked a position that could have far-reaching consequences. The clarity of her support for limits on campaign fundraising and her background as a pioneering campaign regulator is raising eyebrows among election law experts, who say her record is more substantial and explicit than that of any Supreme Court nominee since the dawn of the modern post-Watergate campaign finance regime. Sotomayor brings hands-on experience to the issue from her 4 years of experience on the New York City Campaign Finance Board, one of the first members appointed to the board by then-Mayor Ed Koch. Sotomayor helped implement, enthusiastically, according to her cohorts, one of the most comprehensive campaign finance laws in the country. So there is some very good news. We talk a lot about how campaign finance is so related to every issue in politics. Washington Post has a story saying that the White House scrambled yesterday to address worries from liberal groups about Sotomayor's scant record on abortion rights, delivering strong but vague assurances that the Supreme Court nominee agrees with President Obama's belief in constitutional protections for a woman's right to the procedure. Now, this rhetoric is attempting to reassure folks after folks have looked at some Sotomayor decisions where she seemed to side with abortion rights opponents. Wall Street Journal reports Obama administration officials are debating whether to scale back some of the most ambitious ideas to revamp oversight of financial markets in a nod to the quote-unquote political difficulties of pushing through sweeping changes. Read money. They don't want to take on Wall Street too much. New government plan for GM has the government potentially owning up to 72% of that corporation as it goes into restructuring. President Obama warned on Thursday that if health care reform didn't take place this year, it will not be completed during his entire presidency. We need health care reform legislation that works, and we have to get it done this year. If we don't get it done this year, we're not going to get it done, he told a conference call of volunteers from his campaign. A higher U.S. minimum wage is providing a cushion to the economy when it's most needed, according to a report released on Thursday. The Economic Policy Institute said recent rises in the minimum wage have acted as a stealth stimulus, preventing the worst recession in generations from spiraling out of control. The study, reports Reuters, found that bottom-rung pay increases will boost spending by $4.9 billion. You put money in the hands of people who need it the most, people who make minimum wage, and they will spend it. This is Econ 101. Washington Independent reports that as the Wall Street bailout nears its first anniversary, the controversy over giving public money to private banks has become public knowledge, but an equally risky aspect of that rescue has flown largely under the radar. The government's reliance on private contractors, many with significant conflicts of interest, to help revive the stalled economy. The Treasury Department knows that the law firms and investment managers hired to aid its efforts could be influenced by their ties to bailed-out banks. The department released a rule in January aiming to supposedly mitigate the problem. That rule, however, has raised questions from watchdogs by asking contractors to identify and police their own conflicts of interest. It's like the fox policing the hen house. News of the weird, A recent fire in a Milwaukee public school that dates back to 1894 resulted in an unusual find. An American flag left in an unused attic area for more than 100 years. District officials say the flag is from 1897 and has just 45 stars, representing the number of states at the time. And in our final news story, if you can call this news, from Andersonville, Tennessee, police deputies say a man who was caught wearing a woman's thong was charged with burglarizing a home. Chief Deputy Mark Lucas said deputies caught the 42-year-old man only wearing the thong in an abandoned farmhouse. The officers followed his footprints from a nearby home where a burglary had been reported. So I guess that's what the burglars are wearing these days, huh? Thongs only. That's your news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
Okay, in the next little bit here, after the break, very, very special guest, Jeffrey Miller. He is the author of a new book, a provocative new book called Spent, Sex, Evolution, and Consumer Behavior. He is a professor of psychology at the University of New Mexico. He studies the science of human nature, and in this book explores the American consumer culture of marketing and status seeking. So it's all about why we have become such a consumer culture. And this book, it looks really, really fascinating. And we're going to talk to him. So stick around. We're going to have him for a couple segments, and maybe, if we can, see if we can take your calls. For him, why have we become such a consumer culture? And then in the 8 a.m. hour, we're going to have Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress. And then after that, we're going to talk to some Walmart workers who are planning to kick off a union drive here in Colorado. Walmart has no unions whatsoever, so the battle over Walmart will be coming to this state. So stick around. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get it. Traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, David. Things nice and light as we're kicking off the Friday morning commute, usually lighter than the rest of the week, and today, no exception. Just starting to get a little busy there, westbound 76 and eastbound 270, heading into downtown. Also, heading out of Aurora, southbound 225, Colfax to Alameda, seeing speeds dip into the 40s there. Our heaviest jams right now, southbound I-25, Thornton Parkway to 84th, and again after Park Avenue. The forecast, mostly sunny, isolated thunderstorms late in the afternoon, highs in the lower 80s right now, 50 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Putting the magic into Irvin Johnson took a lot of hard work, but the reward was worth it. Your hard work is rewarded at Rent-A-Center. Find the good stuff your family wants from Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more. No credit checks, no credit needed. And it's all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Nice to know Rent-A-Center's working hard for you.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of the session. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
It's so nice to spend more time outside with barbecues, graduation parties, Memorial Day. And Freehofs wants to make the time you spend on your patio or deck a lot more comfortable. May is comfort month at Freehofs. They've got so many stylish and comfy sofas, settees, recliners, and dining sets to use outside. You'll have to sit in this patio furniture to believe it. And this month, take advantage of the more you buy, the more you save sale at Freehofs. It's the perfect time to save some money ahead of the summer. Spelled Freehofs, pronounced Freehofs at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared!
At Jared the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from thousands of certified diamonds, including the Peerless Diamond, the Ideal Cut Diamond, and the Spectacular Leo Artisan, both exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared!
Next year's Golden Globes will be televised live across the U.S. for the first time. Organizers say that time differences and leaked videos in the West Coast before the show has even aired meant that it makes more sense to just screen the show live across the country at the same time. 2010's nominations will be revealed on December 15th.
Show us.
Entertaining.
After a huge success in movie theaters, Kung Fu Panda is set to hit the small screen. Nickelodeon is planning a 26-episode television series revolving around the martial arts-loving panda Po. It's not known yet if Jack Black will reprise his role as the voice of the panda in the series, which is set to launch sometime next year.
Showbuzz. 6:25 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin. On another beautiful Front Range day, one of those days that makes you happy to live on the Front Range. As promised, joining us now, Jeffrey Miller, the University of New Mexico professor and author of the new book, Spent, Sex, Evolution, and Consumer Behavior. I came on to Professor Miller's book. I was reading in Seed magazine an article, actually a review, of his book, and it really touches on a fascinating and somewhat disturbing part of our culture, which is why do we buy what we buy, and how do we make consumer decisions, and ultimately why we have become such a consumerist culture. Professor Miller, thank you very much for taking the time this morning.
Sure, David. It's great to be here.
Okay, so tell us the premise of the book. What is the overriding thesis of your book? Why do we buy what we buy? Why have we become such a consumerist culture? What is your thesis here?
Well, a lot of what we buy is for practical utility, and some of what we buy is for pleasure. It's just feeding ourselves stimulation of various sorts. But the book focuses really on how we display various traits through the things that we buy. And those traits are particularly things like general intelligence and the personality traits that are really distinctive across different individuals.
And the idea here is that it's everything from the gaudy to the seemingly mundane. I mean, it's everything, as I read in the review here. It's, you know, why do people buy a Rolex instead of a Timex that works just as well? And you're saying that it's about people displaying an image of themselves. Now, is that a self-confidence issue? Is it a more visceral sexual kind of mating kind of situation? Where does that impulse come from?
I think it's a really deep human instinct. I mean, peacocks, you know, display their fitness and their health and the quality of their genes through their tails. Nightingales display the quality of their brains through the different songs that they produce. And humans have all these instincts as well, I think, for producing signals and displays that we put out there to attract mates, but also to attract friends and allies and to impress parents and relatives. So it's all quite natural. The thing about consumerism is it takes those traits that are being displayed so avidly, and it sort of channels them through the products that we buy. So instead of showing off, let's say, our intelligence or kindness through conversation like we're doing now, which is the natural mode that humans use to socialize and to attract mates, they'll think, well, I need the Rolex, I need the watch, I need the Lexus, I need a creditable college degree in order to show off my personality traits and intelligence. So all of those traits tend to get commodified in that way.
We're talking to Jeffrey Miller. He's the author of the new book, Spent, Sex, Evolution, and Consumer Behavior. He's also the author of the previous book, The Mating Mind. And it's all about how we've become, or at least why we've become, the consumerist culture that we have from an evolutionary and psychological perspective. Do advertisers understand this at a level that you would call at a high level, a very nuanced level, and how do they specifically tap into this? What are some of the ways that are less obvious that they try to exploit this phenomenon whereby our consumerism is so innately a part of our lives?
Well, I think the best branders and advertisers and marketers do understand this all at a gut level, but they often don't really articulate it to themselves or to each other. So, for example, they might realize that consumers really want to demonstrate their personality trait of agreeableness, which is sort of kindness and empathy, concern for others, concern for the environment. And a lot of consumers now are doing that through their green consumerism, their ethical consumerism, their manifest concern for the environment and who made the product and how the company is shipping it and is the company ecologically conscious. So when marketers are thinking about how do I brand a particular product to maximize profit, what they're really seeking is a match between the brand's personality and the consumer's personality. And that's the ultimate gold mine. That's how they make their money, is convincing a particular set of consumers that this fits your lifestyle, this fits your identity, and this is a powerful signal of who you are.
We're talking to Jeffrey Miller, the author of Spent: Sex, Evolution, and Consumer Behavior. He's a professor at the University of New Mexico. Explain to us, if you can, whether you think this has gotten worse or more pronounced in recent years. If so, why? And if it has gotten worse, is that just an American phenomenon or is it an international phenomenon? You hear a lot about, I'm going to China, for instance, in the next couple weeks, and you hear a lot about how, well, China, the Chinese people, they save more. They're supposedly a less consumerist culture. I don't know if that's true, but I wonder if you think it's gotten worse and if you think it's gotten particularly worse in America as opposed to other countries and why.
I think there is a big problem. If you look at things like the savings and debt rates over the last 30 or 40 years, it's clear that marketers have become a lot more efficient at getting larger proportions of our income. We go into much deeper credit card debt and mortgage debt. The savings rate has dropped from about 12 or 15% of our income to about 0% in the last 30 years. And the proportion of income that we use to service our debt has increased a lot. But that's also true in Britain, it's true in Australia, it's true in lots of developed societies, and it's becoming an increasing problem in both India and China. So I think that the dilemma that the world faces is, are the 1.3 billion Chinese and the 1 billion Indians going to follow the American pattern of runaway consumerism, or are they going to develop as a little bit more skeptical and sophisticated consumers who realize that all of this workaholism and shopaholism doesn't really deliver a lot of this, the personal and social benefits that they're hoping for.
Well, why do you think it's gotten particularly worse? Or maybe, maybe my premise is wrong. It seems like it's gotten particularly worse, but maybe we've just gotten more able to produce produce things. Has it gotten worse? This sort of consumer impulse, or are we just able to produce more stuff, if you will, as humans develop? And if it has gotten worse, why?
Well, I think the technologies of influence have progressed enormously. I mean, the quality of advertising visually and verbally has increased a lot. A lot of the most creative and bright people in society now realize, hey, I can make a great living going into advertising and branding. A lot of the great artistic talent that maybe in Renaissance Italy would have gone into painting or sculpture, now it's going into doing 30-second TV ads. It's going into writing the sorts of infotainment material that dominates TV and radio. So there's a great sucking sound of talent being lured into business in order to influence consumer behavior. I think that's one of the big problems.
So you're basically saying that the talents, a larger segment of creative talent is going into an industry that essentially manufactures desire.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you look at the numbers, it's staggering. There are about 20,000 psychology professors in America, you know, teaching college. There are about 200,000 market researchers. So there's 10 times as much research on human nature and human preferences being done by marketers compared to academic psychologists like me. And that's just one example of the power of the marketing industry in terms of thinking about how to influence people's desires, how to push their emotional hot buttons, and how to sort of pull out their money, which is their time, their effort, and their talent, into the market to make a profit.
We're talking to Jeffrey Miller. He's the author of Spent, Sex, Evolution, and Consumer Behavior. He's a professor at the University of New Mexico. After the break, we're going to go into what we can do about this. We'll examine if there are any ways out of this or cures for our over-consumerism, what they might be. This book, again, it's called Spent, Sex, Evolution, and Consumer Behavior. I have only read the beginning of it, so I'll be honest about that, but I have read a review of it. It is fascinating. It's about why evolutionarily we are or are becoming such a hyper-consumerist culture. Stick around. 6:36, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. More after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, David. Things still pretty nice for us as we're in the Friday morning commute. Eastbound 270, speeds dipping down into the 30s now. York to Vasquez, same deal up in Thornton. Southbound I-25 from Thornton Parkway to 84th. Going to be a busy stretch. Our only real blip on the radar, obstruction on the roadway, a spilled substance creating a dust cloud on northbound 225 between Mississippi and 6th Avenue. Looks like it was some drywall or something like that. But, again, that's going on northbound I-225 at Mississippi. Southbound side in Aurora going to be busy from Colfax down to Alameda. Forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm. Possible afternoon thunderstorms and a high of 84 degrees. Your current downtown temperature is 51. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
New casino players eat for free at Fortune Valley Hotel and Casino in Central City. Enjoy an all-you-can-eat buffet or delicious deli meal free as a new casino player. Hungry yet? Take I-70 to exit 243, Hidden Valley to Fortune Valley. Some restrictions apply.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Today on the one and only Mario Solis Marriage Show.
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SolarIps.com.
Sitting at your desk right now working, aren't you? And if you hear this commercial again later, I'm pretty certain you'll still be working.
And tomorrow? Working.
What's missing from this picture? There's no playtime.
And even if you're playing at your computer, you're not playing outside. You're not connecting with your kids or working up a healthy sweat.
Lucky for you, now is a perfect time to play. Tennis. May is tennis month in America. Time to play. Again.
Or for the first time.
Time to give the couch some time off. Time to hear, nice shot.
And time to hear the sound we never grow too old for.
To get back in the game, go to TennisMonth.com and find courts, find partners, find your game.
That's TennisMonth.com.
Or pull up the screen on your computer right now and click on the United States Tennis Association banner to see all the ways the USTA is ready to help you play.
The winner of American Idol.
You are evicted.
Get ready for another reality TV show which promises to significantly transform the lives of its contestants. If you think you've heard it all before, think again. This as-yet-unnamed show, which is set to air on NBC sometime later this year, will feature the king of self-help, Tony Robbins, who hopes to strengthen and motivate individuals faced with real-life struggles.
Reality TV Rundown.
303-9218. Again, 800-303-9218.
.640 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. It is Movie Friday, and in the next hour we're going to be taking your calls as we open up the forum here. We're going to be talking about movie cliches, the worst movie cliches. So you're going to want to stick around for that. Right now, on the line with us is Jeffrey Miller, the author of Spent. He is a professor at the University of New Mexico. Spent, Sex, Evolution, and Consumer Behavior. It's all about why we have become the evolutionary roots of and the psychological roots of why we've become such a consumerist culture. And we've been talking about how it's in part about the image people want to present, whether they want to present themselves as intelligent, whether they want to present themselves as wealthy. The question I have for you, Professor Miller, is what's the way out? Right? I mean, if this is so rooted in evolution and so rooted deeply in our psychology, what is the practical way out of this? How do we actually break that psychology?
Well, I think one of the most important things for people to realize is that we're endowed with amazing abilities to display all the traits that we want to potential mates and potential friends and relatives through ordinary face-to-face conversation. There's a lot of evidence now from social psychology that when we're just talking, it's possible to judge very accurately how bright is someone, what are their moral virtues, how conscientious, how agreeable are they, how open to new ideas or new cultures are they. We can judge all of this in just a few minutes of conversation. So going out on a first date and even speed dating, meeting a colleague for lunch, we can do really profound intuitive analyses of each other's characters through those means. And once you take that into account, all of the frosting, the gilding, the layering on top of products that we get doesn't actually add that much information about who we are. So one thing that I hope is that by taking evolutionary psychology seriously and appreciating all these natural ways that we signal to each other, we don't have to feel such an obligation to invest all this time, energy, and money in these artificial signals.
Well, I wonder, are the artificial signals themselves, do we have to rely on them as shorthand in a world that is so increasingly moving at such an increasingly fast pace? The idea that, look, it's easier, it's quicker, it's a better shorthand for me to have it's more broadcast. I can broadcast it to more people at once if I buy a Rolex than if I try to take the time and meet everyone and impress everybody in the office.
Yeah, there's certainly that temptation. There's the impression that if we're living in big urban, lumps of millions of people, that it's really important somehow to broadcast our identity to everybody all at once really quickly. But if you actually think about it rationally, nobody's going to mate with you if you don't at least talk to them for a few hours, typically, okay? You're not going to form a friendship.
Well, I don't know if you can say nobody, but most people, okay. You're right. You're right.
Nobody you'd really want as a parent of your children. And likewise, friendships take a while to form. So we have this delusion that we're somehow going to get a social or sexual payoff just from appearing cool, from having the Hollister t-shirt, the iPhone, the Lexus. In fact, humans just don't respond to such superficial cues. They're not going to form a relationship with you that means anything or that brings any adaptive or evolutionary benefit like reproduction, just through these superficial signals. So the products can't possibly deliver the kinds of relationships that we care about.
We're talking to Jeffrey Miller. His new book, Spent, Sex, Evolution, and Consumer Behavior. He's a professor at the University of New Mexico. A fascinating look at why we've become the consumer culture that we have become. So I assume that you think that that the Internet is a double-edged sword in this, that while it brings us closer together in some ways, it also separates us or makes it easier for us to have non-face-to-face interactions. I mean, how does the Internet affect, does it intensify this consumerist culture, this need for these sort of artificial symbols, as you put it, the Rolex, the nice car, the iPhone, or could it potentially mitigate this problem?
I think what's fascinating about the new social websites like MySpace or Facebook is the way young people are using them to short-circuit the whole workaholic consumerist lifestyle. What they've realized is if I can put up a cool web page, I list my favorite novels, music, I do a blog, I can chat with my friends, you can get all the benefits of modern technology plus all the natural adaptations, the ways of communicating through language that we have, and you don't actually have to make much money or buy stuff to find mates or find friends. So I think, to the great surprise of business, the Internet is actually cutting through the Gordian knot of consumption, and it's actually empowering young people who realize its power to develop their social and sexual lives without even caring that much about formal education or full-time employment or, you know, what to get at the mall.
So if I hear you right, what you're saying is that because the Internet is so content-based, right, you have to write a funny blog, or you have to be, interesting with your mind, that potentially could put a new emphasis on these non-material, non-artificial commodities, the actual more natural commodities of, hey, if I'm funny, if I'm engaging, if I'm caring via the Internet, because, again, the Internet is largely, content-based. A lot of stuff you have to write, or you can do video, but it is, at its core, personal. It's a personal expression. That, you're saying, potentially transcends the sort of materialism of the world of commerce.
Yeah, David, I think it's a return to much more natural modes of displaying our traits. There's this misconception that in prehistory, our ancestors were running around only paying attention to facial attractiveness, bodily health, and social dominance when they were choosing mates. Actually, there's a lot of evidence that they were paying attention to intelligence and creativity and humor and a lot of these other traits that now separate humans from all the other apes. Now, what the Internet's doing is it's making it a lot easier to demonstrate all that creativity to a much broader audience of peers and to get their immediate feedback without really regard to where they are geographically. But it also makes it a lot easier to form local relationships, to figure out who you want to date, who you want to have coffee with, who you want to go play paintball with. And so the Internet actually leads to real physical relationships, real marriages, real kids, and real peer groups and business opportunities.
Jeffrey Miller, the author of Spent, Sex, Evolution, and Consumer Behavior. It's out in bookstores now. He's an author, a professor of psychology at the University of New Mexico. I encourage everybody to go pick up this book. I have it here. It's got a fantastic cover. It's got a cover of a caveman pushing a shopping cart. It's really a very good cover. I've written books before, and I know covers are hard to do right. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, David. It's been a real pleasure.
Jeffrey Miller, again, the author of Spent, Sex, Evolution, and Consumer Behavior. But get it in your bookstore, in your local independent bookstore today. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's 6:49. We're going to kick off Movie Friday. I didn't kick it off at the beginning because I knew we had Professor Miller on the line. Movie Friday, the biggest, best, and worst movie cliches. I'm not going to give you them, but Empire Magazine has a whole list. I'm not going to give you them until after the break because we got to get a traffic update here. But stick around. Movie Friday, we're going to want your favorite or your most hated movie cliches. And we'll kick off a discussion on some issues, political issues, maybe about consumerism, after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, David. Things starting to slow down. Eastbounders, sun glare may be becoming an issue for you this morning. Seeing it happen on 6th Avenue, eastbound Federal to 25 on C-470, Wadsworth to Santa Fe. Also on eastbound 270, York to Vasquez. Our heaviest jams right now, southbound 225, Parker Road, down to the Tech Center. Stop and go there. Things also a little busy northbound side from Mississippi up to 6th Avenue. Had an earlier spilled load, Stacy. Other spots where we're a little busy, westbound 76, there's 74th to 270. And on southbound I-25, those usual spots, North Glen at 104th. And again, after 48th Ave. The forecast, mostly sunny. Isolated thunderstorms late in the afternoon, highs in the lower 80s. Right now, 52 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
At Freeway Ford, we sell cars and trucks for less every day. Right now, get a loaded 08 Ford Explorer for just $16,900. That's a loaded 08 Ford Explorer in your driveway for just $16,900. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
Hey, it's Tom Hartman, and in case you... Hi, it's Tom Hartman to tell you about Lauer's Hardwoods. Want to save money, help the environment, and improve the look of your home? Buy Beetle Kill Wood Products. Lauer's Hardwoods carries Beetle Kill Pine Flooring, paneling, trim, siding, 2x4s, and logs. It's beautiful, it's cheaper to buy, and it helps Colorado forests and workers. Visit their showroom in Lakewood and mention this ad to receive 10% off on your purchase. For details, call 303-205-WOOD, 303-205-WOOD, or lowershardwoods.com.
If you really love quality Swiss timepieces, then you must go to Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. As you might expect from the store that has five times the selection of ordinary jewelry stores, you'll find an outstanding collection with brands like Tag Heuer, Movado, Tissot, Swiss Army, and many more. But it isn't just the brands. It's the number of timepieces within each brand that truly distinguishes Jared.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
So you run Windows at your desk. You have an Airport Express hooked up to your stereo. You want to stream music from your PC to the big speakers. Impossible? Not with Airfoil from the guys at Rogue Amoeba. This isn't anything new, but they've just released version 2.7, which improves many of its features and now supports the Airfoil Speakers Touch app, which streams to your iPhone or iPod.
And earn free parking with our frequent parker program. U.S. Airport Parking. It's so easy.
...653 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in here for Jay Marvin on AM 760. It's going up into the 80s today. I'm headed out for a hike after this, and then I think I scored some tickets for tonight's Nuggets game. Very psyched. Movie Friday, as promised, we're going to kick off a discussion here. When you call up on any issue, give us your favorite or your most hated movie cliche. Empire Online, the magazine for the website for Empire Magazine, which is about the show business world, has its list of worst and best movie cliches. I'll read them out to you. They've got a top five here. One, no one ever locks their car. This is especially true in action movies, but kind of tried all over. In the modern world, you leave your car and you lock it. It's not even something you think about. If you're currently actively engaged in chasing a suspect, I'll concede, this is what the writer says, you might skip it, but if you're merely in the neighborhood interviewing a witness, There's no excuse not to at least wave your infrared key fob in the direction of the lock, but in a movie, nobody ever locks their car. Two, the L-shaped sheet. So the couple are laying side by side in a post-intercourse glow. He's got the sheet somewhere below the belly button, but she's got it under her armpits. That is classic movie cliche. Three, splitting up to look around. You're in a scary house, a spaceship, or a silver mine. One of your number has gone missing. You're all wigged out. Why, in the name of Pete, would you split up looking for him or her? Has none of you ever seen a horror movie? So everybody splits up in scary situations. Number four, the big soliloquy the night before the big push. This isn't just true of war movies, but it's most overused there. If you're going over the top in the morning, for God's sakes, keep your mouth shut. Taking out pictures of your sweetheart, reminiscing about your family back home or your childhood is a good way to get shot. And number five, the fifth movie cliche, the father complex. Get over it. If you're over 21, there's just no excuse for it, says this writer. But that there's always a father complex in movies. So what's your favorite or most hated or most the movie cliche that you see all the time? I think the one about splitting up all groups in movies in situations that are scary, they always split up. Why would you ever split up?
Or the one like, David, if you have sex in a horror film, you're dead.
You're absolutely dead.
You're toast.
I mean, in fact, I got to give, what was it, Scream, that made fun of that? I think it was the movie Scream that actually noticed
right.
that and made
yeah.
fun of it. So
that was just a big kind of parody on horror flicks.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So give us your favorite movie cliches here on Movie Friday. In the 7 a.m. hour, we're going to open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo, and we're going to discuss Bill Ritter potentially vetoing a bill to allow firefighters to unionize. So you're going to want to stick around for that. And when you call in again, give us your favorite movie cliche. David and Berthoud, you're on AM 760. Give us your movie cliche.
Well, it's a lot like the splitting up thing, but it's the door that nobody should open. There, you know, there's strange sounds behind the door, and nobody should open it, but, you know, they're compelled to open the door and go in. And you're like, don't open that door. Don't open that door.
Yeah, it's not even like, it doesn't even only have to be a door. It's like, don't move that rock.
Right.
Don't open that door.
Don't go up the stairs.
Yeah, they set up a thing that's obviously frightening and that the characters should resist the urge to explore, but they
exactly.
can't resist the urge to explore and pay for it.
Right. You know, there's also some great cliche sentences and words and stuff, and some of them are really memorable to a lot of us. You know, you know, Luke, I am your father and stuff like that. Now, those don't translate from one to another always.
No, but I think the sort of revelatory declaration, the big revelatory declaration that gets the big audience gasp, that's a complete movie cliche. And those kinds of things, they don't usually happen in real life. That's not the way interpersonal relations really happen. David, thanks for the call. Okay. Marianne, Dave, stick around. Christine, stick around. We'll get to your calls after the break. We'll get to movie cliches, and we'll talk about, we'll open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo, so stick around.
Landmark Lincoln Mercury says, hello, hi.
If you could find a receptionist that's very professional, never late or sick, takes no lunches or vacations, and works for about $1 an hour, would you hire her? Well, now you can. Introducing the remote receptionist from the Intelligent Office. Just forward your calls to our professionals who answer as your company and seamlessly reconnect that call back to you. And no, this is not an answering service that only takes messages. This is a friendly person trained by you to be a member of your staff for your calls.
And if you're a lone eagle or work from home, a remote receptionist will increase customer service and put a professional front end on your business. All for a buck an hour. So if you need receptionist coverage for lunch, sick days, or vacations, or if you want to add some professionalism to your business, hire a remote receptionist from the Intelligent Office. Call 303-447-9000. Work professionally from anywhere with the Intelligent Office. 303-447-9000.
Denver Boulder on your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. It could have been worse, but it was bad enough. A report the government released a short time ago shows that the economy shrank at a 5.7% annual rate over the first 3 months of the year. Not as bad as a previous estimate of 6.1%, but a painful downturn by any measure, says economist Nariman Berevich.
We've got two back-to-back drops in GDP, huge ones, which are the largest in about six decades. So this is bad news.
Most experts believe the economy could turn around later in the year. The government's role in the General Motors bankruptcy filing is under fire from a key Republican. Alabama Senator Richard Shelby spoke on the CBS News Early Show.
What we're going down the road now is the road towards socialism, government intervention in the marketplace in a big way.
Early indications point to rank-and-file approval of the UAW's deal with GM. CBS's Jeff Gilbert has that.
UAW President Ron Kettlefinger says bankruptcy is something he wanted to avoid.
But it's out of our control, and we'll just have to wait and see how it shakes out.
Kettlefinger says there was really no alternative for the union other than to give concessions to GM.
With the state's $24 billion budget deficit growing bigger by the day, California is asking 200,000 government workers to take a 5% pay cut on top of the 10% reduction they've already had to swallow. State spokesman Aaron McClear says the alternative would be even more unpleasant.
Just like any business, we'd rather do pay cuts than layoffs.
Did a company that operates commuter flights put passengers at risk? Live to CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
Frank, a week after the government fined Gulfstream International more than $1 million, the Wall Street Journal reports the airline regularly falsified time records to keep pilots flying beyond federal limits. One former employee says often when pilots ran out of hours, dispatchers would order a record review. Suddenly, the ex-employee says the crew had a rebirth. Company CEO David Hackett denies trying to skirt safety rules. Frank?
President Obama is ready to take on an unseen enemy. 2 hours from now, he'll call digital security a top priority and announce the creation of a new federal cyber czar. A new census report puts the number of Americans who describe themselves as multiracial at more than 5 million. That represents an increase of more than 3% in the past year. 17-year-old Casey Baldwin says her high school prom in Middletown, New Jersey, was an example of how much melting is going on in the melting pot.
I'm half white, half black. My date was half Nigerian, half Ecuadorian. One of my friends who went with us was Ecuadorian and Chinese, and then another one of my friends is half Dominican.
Kavya Shivashankar sat down for a spell on today's CBS News Early Show. The 13-year-old aspiring neurosurgeon won this year's National Spelling Bee.
I was really ecstatic, and it was something I'd been dreaming of for so many years, and it was great that I was finally able to achieve it.
And she won by correctly spelling Laodicean. It's spelled just the way it sounds. S&P futures are up 5 points. This is CBS News.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents your odometer.
22,100, 5.2.
Thanks, odometer.
22,100, 5.3.
So you're telling me I should go
to your Ford dealer for scheduled maintenance, 0.4.
I will, thank you.
22,000, you're welcome, 5.5.
Yeah.
Get the Works Fuel Saver Package. Oil change, tire rotation, and multi-point inspection, $29.95 or less after mail-in rebate. Taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. Participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership for $10 rebate details through 6/30/09.
The Home Depot has new lower prices on select patio sets. You'll save 25% or more. But keep your seat. It gets better. Put those savings towards something to enjoy while sitting pretty on the patio. Like a new flat of flowers, a new grill, or maybe some outdoor lighting for those cool evenings you'll spend thanks to our new lower prices on select patio sets. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm David Kale with an AM760 local news update. One security guard is dead and another's in the hospital after a nightclub shooting. Happened just before 1 a.m. at the El Chaparral nightclub near I-25 and 6th Avenue.
You had two security guards working outside in the parking lot. Someone pulled out a gun and fired.
and shot both security guards. One was pronounced dead at the scene. The other was transported to Denver Health Medical Center in serious condition.
Denver Police Spokesman Sonny Jackson. Police are trying to identify suspects. The current contract agreement between King Soopers and its union employees expires tomorrow, and neither side seems to be closer to an agreement. King Soopers says it's disappointed the unions turned down its offer to extend the current contract to June 15th. Union spokeswoman Julia Collier spoke with 9 News.
We want to keep talking. We want to keep negotiating. And we want to come to a fair contract.
King Soopers says it's offering a strong proposal, and it believes many of the employees are ready to vote on it. Sports, Nuggets and Lakers, Game 6 tonight at Pepsi Center. A must-win for Denver as the Lakers lead that series 3-2. And it's the Rockies and the Padres tonight at Coors Field. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale, now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
We're southbound 225, really loading up after Parker Road as you're making your way towards I-25. We're also seeing more cars on the eastbound side of 36. This is pretty much Pecos up to I-25. Speeds are going to drop into the 30 and 40 mile an hour range. As far as the surface streets go, crews have cleaned up an accident. Colfax and Clinton moved it out of your way, so that's not going to slow you down there. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Goodyear has the tires for summer fun. Get up to $100 by mail-in rebate when you buy a set of 4 select Goodyear tires on your Goodyear credit card. It's a great time to buy tires. Ask your retailer about a special financing offer. Goodyear credit card purchases subject to credit approval. Certain restrictions apply.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents Your Tires.
We tires are outraged.
What's the matter now?
The low price tire guarantee at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships is now available to drivers of any vehicle.
But that's good.
But where does it stop? First tires, then any vehicle can come in for the Works Fuel Saver package?
Hey, not a bad idea.
No, spare me.
Call 1-877-310-3673 or see your participating dealership for details through 123109.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
7:06 here on the big show on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. It's going up into the 80s today. In the first hour, we heard from Jeffrey Miller, the author of Spent: Sex, Evolution, and Consumer Behavior. Really fascinating book on why we are the consumer freaks that we are. Big news in Colorado today is all about workers and labor and employers and employees. You got a story in the Denver Post about how Governor Ritter apparently did not warn Democratic legislators or unions that he was going to veto that bill to allow locked out workers to apply for unemployment benefits. Those folks under the impression that Ritter was supportive of it, and Ritter's people were meeting with Democratic legislators throughout the process, and then suddenly he vetoed that bill, and he's taken a lot of heat for it, and deservedly so. And even from Democratic legislators, I mean, you see the Speaker of the House, Terrence Carroll, is actually in the newspaper saying, being pretty critical of Ritter for not warning legislators that he was going to veto that bill. Now you've got arguably an even more inflammatory move by Ritter coming down the pike. Colorado Polls reports that Governor Ritter is widely expected to veto a bill allowing firefighters to unionize. So in the post 9/11 era, we may have a governor of our state specifically sticking it to firefighters. So the open question of the hour is, do you think Ritter is going to do this? Do you think he's going to veto the bill that would allow firefighters to unionize? Do you think he should veto the bill? Obviously, you know where I stand. And if you think he's going to veto the bill, why do you think he's going to veto it? And do you think that it imperils his chances for re-election in 2010? Colorado Polls, which is www.coloradopolls.com, best political website in Colorado, says that from a political perspective, vetoing SB 180 will be a serious blow to Ritter's reelection campaign, not because of what the legislation itself stands for, but for what it is saying about Ritter. He's already angered many Democrats, not just labor unions, by vetoing bills that had wide support among his own base. He can't keep doing this and really expect his base to have any interest at all in his reelection. Democrats may hold their nose and vote for him, but he's rapidly losing those who would volunteer and those who would write small and medium-sized checks. Moreover, Ritter is really angering Democratic lawmakers who worked hard to pass legislation that they would have killed or that they would have considered killing in committee if somebody in Ritter's office had just picked up a phone and told them it was going to be vetoed. Neither this bill nor the bill that he vetoed 10 days ago were surprises to anyone. So what do you think? You think Governor Ritter's going to veto this bill? Do you think he should veto a bill allowing firefighters to unionize? And if he does veto it, do you think he's going to pay a political price? 303-713-7600. And it is Movie Friday. Give us your favorite or your most hated or the most prevalent movie cliches. Empire Magazine, which covers the show business world, has a bunch up on its website. One of them, obviously, you know, you have sex in a horror movie, you're probably going to get killed. There's the old one character has a the main character has an issue with his or her father. So give us some movie cliches. 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600. Marianne in Aurora, you're on AM 760.
Hi, David.
Hi there.
This one makes me crazy. Whenever an investigator or the cops are entering a building or a room, they all turn on their flashlights instead of turning on the lights in the room. And it would make it real easy for anybody who's hiding there to target them.
That's pretty interesting. I never even thought about that, but you're right. It's such a cliche. It is such a cliche. You're totally right. They could just turn on, but it makes it more dramatic.
Oh, yeah.
With flashlights.
Oh, right? Yeah.
The dark room with flashlights is a lot scarier and more cinematically dramatic than just flipping on the fluorescent lights above in the room. You're totally right. Marianne, good call. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
712 on AM 760. I'm David Sirota filling in here again for Jay Marvin. Jay's out of the hospital. It's Movie Friday, your favorite movie cliches. And do you think Governor Ritter's going to veto that bill allowing firefighters to unionize? Dave in Littleton, you're on AM 760. Dave.
How you doing?
All right.
I think the worst movie cliche that gets on my nerves is when somebody pulls a fire alarm pool station, the sprinklers turn on in the building. Or if somebody holds a lighter to a single sprinkler head, every sprinkler head in the building turns on.
And you're saying that actually doesn't happen?
That doesn't happen at all. The pool station in a building only sets off the sound and the lights that flash, the strobes.
Yeah, you're right. In a lot of movies and a lot of TV, you pull the fire alarm and suddenly everybody's wet. It's like a slapstick. It's like the oldest, most easiest slapstick joke in the world. You're right. It's such a cliche. Dave, thanks for the call. Christine, and you're on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, David.
Hi there.
Hi. What I've noticed is that it's always just finished raining every night in the movies.
Oh, that's interesting.
The streets are always wet.
That's interesting. I think that what's interesting also, it's this in a similar vein, that lots of characters are like always incredibly clean. You know,
yes.
Yes, there are characters who when they go through like a situation they get dirty, but in normal, daily, mundane life, characters are so well-groomed and clean. I don't know about you, but walk around. I'm a clean guy, but, like, you know, I'm not, like, super exfoliated all the time and have, like, my hair perfect all the time. It's in TV and movies, it's like nobody just looks kind of schlubby.
Yeah, you're right.
You know?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call.
Bye.
714 on AM 760. It's going up to into the 80s today. Do you think Governor Ritter is going to veto that firefighter bill, the bill to allow firefighters to unionize? If he does, do you think it's going to further imperil his reelection chances? And give us your favorite movie cliche, 303-713-7600. We got a couple open lines. Bob in Denver, you're on AM 760.
The bad guys almost never run out of ammunition, but the hero frequently does.
That's totally right. That's totally, totally right. You're right. The bad guys have unlimited ammo. The good guy is always struggling with one or two last bullets. Totally right.
Anyway, as far as Ritter goes, he's a Republican.
How do you mean?
Well, I think on labor issues, he just really isn't on labor's side at all. He says he is, but he really is kind of like a Clinton Democrat, where he's really very pro-business and he's just about doing anything that they want. And I really would not be surprised if he does veto that firefighter's bill, because I've been in a couple of fundraisers and I've been around him. I just don't think he's real myself, personally. I don't get a real feeling from him. I think he's kind of a plastic politician.
Well, I don't really understand what the upside to him vetoing a bill with to allow firefighters to unionize is.
Yeah, you know what I think the upside is? Where else would labor go? Would they vote for Republicans?
Yeah, but I mean, who is he really even appeasing?
Well, I think he's just I don't understand it either, but the thing that is, he knows that labor has nobody else to vote for, because, I mean, you're going to vote for what, these other two yo-yos that are going to run for governor? I mean, he knows that they don't have anywhere to turn unless there were a third party. I mean, and I think the Democrats there's a lot of Democrats out there right now, a lot of moderates, especially in the Congress, who feel like even if they don't pass a lot of this stuff that we really need, where else is anybody going to turn?
Yeah, and you're right. In a two-party system, that is their bet. Where are you ultimately going to go? Now, Colorado poll says the danger for Ritter is that he's going to basically drive down turnout for himself. He's going to drive down volunteers. He'll basically hurt his base. And, the base may not vote for somebody else, but they may just not vote. Bob, thanks for the call. Trish in Fort Collins, you're on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, I do think he's going to veto it, and I think that people need to start really paying attention to some of the things he's doing, not the least of which was the appointment of Michael Bennett. And, I'm just feeling like he's not really even a Democrat, and maybe that's the gamble he's taking. I mean, I think that demographically this state's pretty even, and I don't think that he necessarily cares that Democrats won't vote for him. He doesn't seem to.
Yeah, I think that is part of the calculation, that it's Democrats aren't going to vote for a Scott McGinnis, the former Republican congressman who is one of the leading candidates for the Republican nominee for governor in 2010. Democrats won't vote for McGinnis, so they'll just vote for him, and so he can just sort of screw over Democrats and progressives and labor whenever he wants. Now, I think that's a dangerous gamble. I
hope it's a dangerous gamble, because I don't want to see him reelected. I hope somebody challenges him.
Yeah, I can't believe there hasn't been more talk of a challenge in the primary. It seems to me that's where he's particularly vulnerable, as he does all these vetoes. But then again, it is still early, and we will be covering the lead up to that primary pretty aggressively here on AM 760. All right, you got a movie cliche?
I do. In any kind of a romantic comedy or anything, if the leading lady goes home to meet the family, if her boyfriend has a brother, she's going to fall in love with his brother.
All right, wait a minute, hold on. So if the leading lady is brought home to meet the parents of her
to
meet the family of her brother.
Yeah, if he has a brother, she's going to fall in love with him.
That has been a theme in a couple movies. I saw that one with there's sort of that there in that Steve Carell movie.
River Runs Through It.
Yeah, that's right. Dan in Real Life, but there's a lot of them.
River Runs Through It. Is that happening? River Runs Through It.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Remember, she's torn between the two brothers.
Yep, and While You Were Sleeping,
that's Craig Sheffer's girlfriend comes home,
yep,
and she falls in love with Brad Pitt as well.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's right.
Good call, Trish. Great call. Thanks for the call.
Okay, bye.
719 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Give us a call, 303-713-7600. Your favorite movie cliche, Empire Magazine, which covers the show business industry, has its top five. Give us your favorite movie cliche. It is Movie Friday. And also, weigh in. Do you think Governor Ritter is going to veto that bill allowing firefighters to unionize? If so, why? And if he does, is he going to hurt his chances for re-election? 303-713-7600. Let's get an update. Traffic update with John Turk.
Hey, Dave, first I'm going to give you one of my most annoying cliches. You know, whenever there's like in a doctor's office or like a hospital scene and the doctor's in it, they always have a little stethoscope around their neck.
Right.
Doctors don't run around with stethoscopes around their neck anymore.
Actually, I didn't even think about that. You're right.
They
doctors
always
do not
have it.
My brother has it in his pocket. My brother's a doctor. It's in his pocket. He doesn't run around with it on.
You always know it's because they always have the stethoscope right there.
Fair. You know what?
Annoying.
But you know what? The cliche exists because it's a symbol, right? It's shorthand.
And shorthand for this is a doctor.
For this is a doctor. Right.
Like
right.
We couldn't tell with the blue robe.
You're totally right, man.
Yeah.
I guess in the old movies they used to have the that mirror on their head.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You know, I guess they've downsized
a little
bit.
Guess what movie I watched over the week, this week, actually.
What'd you watch?
The Man with Two Brains. Steve Martin.
Yes.
Kathleen Turner.
Yes, a ridiculous,
one of the greatest,
movies.
Most funny movies ever.
I like, in the same way, I like All of Me.
All of Me's good, too.
All of Me is hilarious, man. All right, let's get a traffic.
You got it. Sorry, David. Sideside you. Got a motorcycle accident southbound Santa Fe at I-25. Backups are stretching onto the highway. They're causing some major problems around downtown. Freeway's still pretty decent. No accidents, anyway. Got stop-and-go condition southbound 225 Parker Road down to the Tech Center. Northbounders, no problems right now. Maybe tap the brakes around the spillway. Going to be busy eastbound 36, Pecos to 25, eastbound C-470, Wadsworth to Santa Fe, and on eastbound 6th Avenue about Sheridan to 25. Looks like sun glare causing some slowdowns this morning, but Friday's commute nice and light for us. The forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm. Got possible afternoon thunderstorms. Look for a high around 84 degrees right now. We're at 56 in downtown Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Don't get ripped off when you sell your gold. Get 40% more every day.
Valvoline is introducing the first engine guarantee up to, get this, 300,000 miles. Register before 75,000 miles right now at Valvoline.com. Then head over to Advance Auto Parts and get 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter for just $14.99. See stores or Valvoline.com for details and limitations. Valvoline's got the guarantee, Advance has the offer, and you've got no worries for a long, long time. Advance Auto Parts, that's keeping the wheels turning.
Presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor, brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, getting dressed.
When it comes to identity theft protection, just getting a free credit report is like putting on your underwear and heading out the front door. If you don't feel incredibly vulnerable, you should. But with Identity Guard, you get an entire wardrobe full of online identity theft tools and technologies and expert telephone support that can answer any questions you may have about your underwear. I mean, credit report. All this from the company that's already protected over 20 million people from identity theft. Ah, it's a lot of happy customers. Anyway, get Identity Guard today and put some clothes on, people.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault, a $50 value. Free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 now. That's 877-600-2669. Or visit identityguard.com.
Go confidently.
Mario Solis Merritt Show.
Labor Secretary Hilda Solis.
We're enjoying a historic moment together. The President of the United States nominated the first Hispanic to the Supreme Court.
I'm elated. I'm just so excited about the possibilities of having the first Hispanic woman to serve as a Supreme Court Justice.
Mario Solis Merritt. Afternoons 4 to 7.
Who comes highly, highly credentialed.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Talk 723 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Will Bill Ritter veto that that bill allowing firefighters to unionize following his veto of the legislation allowing workers who are locked out of their jobs to get unemployment benefits? Why is Bill Ritter even considering vetoing this bill? And if he does veto it, do you think he'll lose re-election in 2010? 303-713-7600. Also, it's Movie Friday. Give us your favorite movie cliche. Empire Magazine, which covers the showbiz industry, has its favorite movie cliches. By the way, correction, it was not A River Runs Through It that the brother's girlfriend comes home and falls in love with the other brother. I knew that wasn't what happened. It was Legends of the Fall. Julia Ormond, right?
Is that her name?
Yeah. She was the girlfriend, or the fiancé. No, actually the wife of Henry Thomas. And she comes home and then falls in love with Brad. Was it Brad Pitt? She fell in love with Brad? No, she fell in love with... I can't remember, but that is the cliche there. So give us your favorite movie cliches. 303-713-7600. Pam in Denver, you're on AM 760. Pam.
Okay, this one is where the actor tells the woman to stay in the car always in these movies, and of course she doesn't, and he has to then save her.
Oh, that is a good one. You're totally right. Whenever somebody tells somebody else, whenever somebody stronger or more qualified, man or woman, you know, like a police officer says to somebody else, you know, stay in the car, stay in the room, stay here, don't come with me. The person who they're telling it to is reluctant and ultimately ends up showing up where they're not, you know, disobeying that
exactly.
request. That always happens. That's in like everything.
Yeah.
And then there's always the like, you know, they either come in, sometimes they come in and save the day, sometimes they come in and they need to be saved. You're totally, totally right. Great call. Thanks for the call, Pam.
Okay, bye.
Rick and Greeley, you're on AM 760.
Hey, David, how you doing?
All right.
Good, I got two. One serious one, one funny one. The funny one is anytime you see someone looking at something through binoculars, then they have the point of view shot through the binoculars, and there's always two giant circles connected together, which is silly because when you look through binoculars, it's just one circle.
That's true. That's true. It's like this little. It's interesting. It's like one. It's like that's kind of in the doctor kind of thing where the doctor wears a stethoscope. It's just to signal to the audience that you're looking through binoculars, even though that's not what it looks like.
Because we didn't know before when you know he put it up to his eyeball or something. You know, it's kind of silly. The second thing is. Anytime something bad is happening in a movie, and it typically is at the very beginning, and it's even worse if it's the very end, but something horrible is happening to the main character, the hero, and then instantly they wake up as if from a dream in a totally separate place, and they go, oh, thank goodness that's not real, right? And then the story continues. It's the most ludicrous way to show tension, I think, in a film.
It either foreshadows something coming up or brings up a memory that's going to be important to the plot. It's such a cliche.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I remember seeing, I hated the movie, the second Matrix film. I sat there, and the opening scene is exactly that. What's-her-name is flying through a window, shooting her guns, and she gets killed, and instantly Keanu Reeves wakes up from a dream. And you just know that that's going to come back later in the film. It's like, why are you showing us this? You know, what is the point of, you know, you've taken away all the
suspense.
All the suspense is gone because, you know, you showed us exactly what's going to happen.
Totally. Totally.
Totally insane.
You're totally right, man. Thanks for the call.
Yep, yep.
Stuart in Aurora, you're on AM 760 on Movie Friday.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
What really irritates me is the... Every time a cop's chasing the biggest dirtbag drug addict in the world, they always turn out to be some Olympic-level aerobic athlete that outruns.
You're totally right, man. I think about that often. Like, some of those scenes where people are running, like, they're running for a long time. And they're running. And by the way, they're not jogging, right? They're sprinting. I mean,
little sprints, yeah, and they're chain smoking alcoholics in a bar one moment, and the next moment they're Jesse Owens.
I mean, I don't really know if, you know, I don't know if there's an adrenaline rush or what, but I don't know about you, but like, I can sprint. I'm not sure how long I can sprint for, like really full on, put on the afterburners, but it's not that long. Like, I can't sprint for that long. And in some of these scenes in movies, there's like full on sprinting going on for like a long time. And you're right. Why is every bad guy an Olympic, somehow an Olympic triathlete? Good question. It's a good question. Thanks for the call, man. Jim in Denver, you're on AM 760.
Hey, David, how you doing?
All right.
Hey, one of the things that always bugs me is it seems like money always wins in the end. You can even have the bad character has money and the good people don't, but in the end, all at once they come across money, and it's like money. It's like money is the only thing that can give you happiness, fulfillment, or satisfaction.
Well, isn't that the way it is in the world, though?
No.
I mean, I don't agree that money is the only way you find happiness or satisfaction. But don't you think a lot of people look at the world like that?
Oh, absolutely. I think a lot do, and I think that's what creates, say, greed or other things. But I think it's a problem because if all you're counting on is money doing it, you're missing out on a lot of good stuff.
Well, I think that, I mean, I definitely think that's true, and I definitely think it's a cliche in the movies. I just wonder whether it's a cliche, an unfortunately true cliche, in the way lots and lots of people look at the world. I think that we are such a money-driven society, unfortunately. And we just, you know, we talked to Jeffrey Miller, the author of Spent, that book about why we are such a consumerist culture. I think the reason the cliche works, that cliche works in movies, is because our society can relate to it. In fact, I think a lot of these cliches, by the way, they're frustrating and they're annoying and they're overused, but the reason they continue to exist is because they're the symbols that we as a society relate to. Thanks for the call. Doug in Westminster, you're on AM 760. What's up, Doug?
My Sirota.
Hey, man.
Hey, man, one of the worst, stupidest, most lame things in a movie is, don't go in there, they'll get you, and then she does. You know, two chicks in a horror movie, right? Oh, don't go in there, oh, and then she does, and then the bad guy or
right,
the
goblin.
Right,
there's not a lot of running away from things that are scary, right? There's like, you know, there's people in horror movies in particular are strangely morbidly curious, right? Like,
yeah.
Like if there's a dark basement and a noise is coming out of it, like, I'm not going down into the dark basement, right? I'm like running away.
Well, like Richard Pryor on that, one of his stand-up comedies, he's talking about how, you know, you run through the woods, and he says, for a black man like me, I run through and I see a snake, and I go, snake? But a white man come in there and go, ah, and he winds up getting bit.
Yeah, totally. So what do you think about the Ritter veto?
Well, I can tell you, I could see something coming down the pike here in 2010 where we're going to lose a Congress seat, a Senate seat, and the governor's seat.
No way. You don't really think this, you know, which congressional seat? Markey?
Polis.
Polis is not. I mean, I haven't heard. That's a pretty safe district, don't you think?
I don't trust him. I just, for some reason, and I ain't right to say, but I don't trust that guy.
Well, you're entitled to your opinion.
Bennett, that could be self-explanatory. And as far as Ritter, let him veto this thing. And he's going to be a one term.
Man, I gotta tell you, I really do believe that if he vetoes this bill, he will significantly weaken himself.
Well, he's already hurt himself by picking Bennett and doing a couple other things out there. It's like, you know, it's all about the paycheck, Dave. I mean, really, he's getting paid to veto this thing. Tell me I'm wrong.
Well, I think, I mean, the municipal governments don't want this bill to pass because municipal governments, are effectively the employers of the firefighters. They want to make sure that firefighters can't demand higher wages and that firefighters can't have as much input into their employment situation as they should. So I don't necessarily see that there's big money, corporate big money forces behind a veto like there was behind his veto of the unemployment bill. But I also think that you know, there's municipal governments. Those are not corporate money institutions. But I do think that it is this strange effort to triangulate himself and basically present himself as some sort of Republican light. And, you know, when you start dumping on firefighters, I just think you've gone way too far. Now, again, the veto hasn't happened yet. We'll have to see if it does. But a lot of chatter out there that it's going to happen. And I tell you something, I would be, even for Ritter, I would be shocked. Doug, thanks for the call. 734 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. It's Movie Friday. Give us your favorite movie cliches. Empire Magazine, which covers show business, has its favorite movie cliches up at empireonline.com. Give us your favorite movie cliches. Feel free to instant message us at www.am760. We'll read some of them out on the air. And do you think Bill Ritter is going to veto that bill allowing firefighters to unionize? Word on the street is that he will. If he does, do you think it weakens him politically? And do you think he should veto the bill? Weigh in. 303-713-7600. Couple open lines. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Thank you, Dave. Traffic is pretty normal for us on a Friday morning anyway. Nice and light speeds in the 20s, 30s, maybe even the 40s on most of those highways coming into downtown. My heaviest spot right now, southbound 225 Parker Road down to the I-25 interchange. Also seeing some heavier jams on southbound I-25 there in North Glen. Again, getting closer to downtown, but things looking pretty good for us. We just have one crash out there. It involves a motorcycle southbound Santa Fe at I-25. Backups stretching on to I-25 now as well. The forecast, mostly sunny, isolated thunderstorms late this afternoon. Highs in the lower 80s. Right now it's 56 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If healthy plants and beautiful flowers are what you want, then Eco Compost is what you need. You've tried the rest, now use the best. Eco is all you need to grow. Visit richlawn.com to learn more and to locate a dealer near you.
I should be twittering.
Like I don't talk enough.
Randy Rhodes.
It's not going to last. Twitter is it.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular pavestone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Santa Fe Pottery has all the touches you need to make your yard a special place to be. Their spring sale is going on now. Hurry in for the best selection on a wide variety of planters, pots, sunfaces, chimeneas, and more. For the first time ever, Old Santa Fe Pottery is taking 20% off their glazed outdoor pottery. During the spring sale, all Mexican outdoor pottery is 30% off. Old Santa Fe Pottery spring sale. You'll find savings and selection on the perfect pieces for your yard. Old Santa Fe Pottery, 2485 South Santa Fe Drive, just south of Evans.
New or used, you'll find the best pricing, financing, and service for your Chevy Silverado at Purefoy Chevrolet, the best Chevy dealer in the Denver area. Find us at DenverSilverado.com or SilveradoDenver.com. No matter how you spell it, it's PurefoyChevrolet.com.
Carfax reports right on their websites. Well, that made it easy for me to compare cars I liked without driving all over town. I found a great used car and a dealer I trust. If a dealer doesn't show you the Carfax report, you gotta wonder why.
Carfax provides a vehicle history report, so you can buy a used car with more confidence. Go to Carfax.com or get it free at thousands of reputable dealers. Just say, show me the Carfax.
.738 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in here for J. Marvin. Movie cliches, what are your favorite? What are your least favorite? It is Movie Friday. And do you think Governor Ritter is going to veto that bill allowing firefighters to unionize? If so, why do you think he's going to veto it? John and Aurora, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Dave.
Hey there.
Hey, got a couple of fight scene cliches for you. One is you've always got a group of bad guys or whatever, and they're spraying with their Uzis, and yet they can't hit anything, and the the good guy's just got his handgun, and he's always a dead-on shot.
Yeah, there's a lot of attempting to shoot the good guy where they shoot near his feet so that the dirt and the sand pops up to show that he's being shot at. But somehow they're always the shots are always coming in low.
Yeah, and then in a fist fight scene, the good guy always seems to have the superior fighting ability.
Always. The good guy, somehow the good guy is like always some like Tai Chi expert or like some Kung Fu expert or some boxing expert. You're totally right.
Yeah, and then just comment on Ritter. I think he'll veto it. I heard a caller months ago, I don't remember what show it was, and I agreed with him that we don't have a two-party system. We have a one-party system, and that's the corporate party, and there's basically a left wing and a right wing.
Yeah, I think you probably were listening to me. What I've said is that you have two parties. You have one, it's not the Democrats and the Republicans, you've got the money party and the people party. And the money party includes a lot of Republicans and Democrats, and the people party includes some Republicans and some Democrats, and the money party's way bigger and way more powerful. And I think that, you know, when Ritter takes, if he vetoes this bill, if he, just like he vetoed the last bill, the bill to extend unemployment benefits to workers who were locked out of their jobs, he's taking the side of the money party. And, you know, until he feels like there's potential electoral consequences for him, I think we should assume that he's made it pretty well clear where he's going to come down. I mean, I still hold out hope that he's not going to veto this firefighter bill. I mean, it's like, it's one thing to veto the bill about locked out workers. It's another thing to specifically say to firefighters, you're hired to protect us all from very, very real and serious danger, but you shouldn't be allowed to unionize. I mean, that would be really, really offensive. We're going to be keeping our eye on it here. John, thanks for the call. Diana in Greeley. Diana, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, David. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
On movie cliches in horror movies, if there's an animal in the picture, a dog or whatever, it's toast. It's always the dog is going to get croaked.
You mean if a good dog or good or bad?
Yeah, if, you know, like the hero has a dog with him. You know?
Yeah, it's because, you know why? It's because it's like a scary dog, a rabid dog is universally scary.
Right.
And a good dog, a nice dog, is universally sympathetic, and so they're going to kill it to make you feel terrible.
Right. Trying to save its owner or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And usually if there's... one of the characters is an ethnic group, they're going to be toast too.
Actually, that was just mentioned by Turk. Told me that one of our traffic guys popped in to say that. Right, if you're a minority,
Todd Parker said minorities generally don't fare well in horror films.
Yeah, that's totally right. Well, and you know, that goes to a bigger idea of like, you know, actors who are minorities. Minorities haven't gotten big roles in Hollywood. They don't tend to get big roles, and I guess when they do, they tend to get roles where their characters are considered expendable.
Yeah. And about Governor Ritter, I am so disappointed with him. I mean, I gave that man money. I did a house party for him. I made phone calls. I talked friends into voting for him, and I just can't believe how he's turned out.
Well, he hasn't, in fairness, he hasn't vetoed the bill yet, but are you saying, like, even in the lead-up to it?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I can't believe that we are, I think it's a commentary on Ritter that it's even out there that he may veto this bill.
Exactly.
That's just a commentary on how far he's moved.
He's going to let it pass.
Yeah, I mean, it should be sort of a foregone conclusion. He's not going to veto this. The fact that it's even in the debate, it just shows you, you know, again, how far the entire political debate in this state has moved, where the chief Democrat in the state is considering vetoing a bill to allow firefighters to unionize, right? The firefighters are not asking they're not making a certain demand, just to allow them the right to unionize. It's pretty incredible. Diana, thanks for the call. Gene and Centennial, you're on AM 760.
Yes, this is Gene.
Yeah.
As a conservative, I don't really care if they unionize one way or the other. So I think you ought to sign the bill and let them go unionize. But does this bill include the right to strike? I think that's probably where I would have to disagree with that.
Well, there has never been a, to my knowledge, a firefighter strike in the United States of America, ever. Never, ever has there been a strike of firefighters. That has not happened. So I think that's a little bit of a red herring argument to say, well, they need to ban them from striking. I mean, if that would be fixing a problem that doesn't exist.
Yeah. I do have a couple of movie cliches.
Fire away.
The couple goes from Hollywood in the Merced convertible to Palm Springs for the weekend. They arrive in Palm Springs, and there's never a bug on the windshield.
Oh, yeah, that's a great point. And that goes to my point that everybody in movies and every vehicle in movies, unless they're the deliberately dirty ones,
mm-hmm.
seems to be impeccably clean.
Yeah, that always. Having made that trip a few times, I always arrive with 20 pounds of protein on the front
of
the car.
Yeah, right. So. Especially when you're down in that muggy climate, for sure.
And then my second one is the 15-minute fist fights.
Right. You mean,
in real life, a fist fight, if it's 15 seconds,
is long.
It's a long fist fight.
Yeah, right. And you know, it's funny because, like, a boxing round, for instance, what, mm-hmm. a boxing round is 2 minutes or 3 minutes?
3 minutes.
Yeah, 3 minutes. Okay, so, like, and that, like, these are professional, trained boxers. They can last, like, 3 minutes and they need a break. But in movies, fist fights go on for, like, 15, 20 minutes. In fact, John Carpenter's They Live has, like, it's like an hour long fist fight. I mean, it's like, you're right, these people. It actually goes to the bigger cliche of that somehow characters in movies don't get exhausted ever. They never get tired. Never, ever, ever. They can run forever. They can fight forever. They can swim forever. It's true. I only wish America and Americans was that fit. Hey, Gene, thanks for the call, man.
Thank you.
David in Denver. David, you're on AM 760.
Yes, I have two cliches, like for movies.
Yeah.
I always want to know why, like, the black people are always the first ones to be killed, and, like, for the women, like, especially blondes, they could be, like, Vic Bassett or whatever. They're in dark alleys, and they're throwing out their chest, running away from something, and scary music's playing, and all of a sudden they get killed. So those are the two big cliches that I've noticed in movies. A lot.
Yeah, I would say again, you've brought up a point that a couple people have brought up, which is that there are certain archetypes of characters based on how they look that are automatically seem expendable in action and horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what do you think about Ritter?
Ritter? I think he's, like, there was a caller that says he's a Republican. And he's kind of like I think he was a senator or a governor, Ben Campbell, that was a Democrat, and then when he got elected.
Yeah, Ben Nighthorse Campbell, that's right.
Yeah, so I think that's what he's like. He's not for the people, he is actually for the corporations.
Wow, I mean, that's a strong statement, and we've been hearing that all morning. You know, I mean, the idea that this bill is even in question, the idea that the governor is even thinking about vetoing this bill, I think it's a commentary on just how far he's moved. And, you know, he's moving that way in advance of re-election. And I got to believe that he thinks it's going to help him get re-elected. But I think he's making a big mistake. I think there's only so much you can demoralize your base and hope to get reelected. And I think Ritter is really playing with fire here. Thanks for the call. 7:48 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota, filling in here for Jay Marvin. After the break, more of your calls, more of your movie cliches, and more debate about whether you think Bill Ritter is going to veto this bill to allow firefighters to strike. Do you think he's going to veto it? If so, why? And if he does, is that the straw that breaks the camel's back for you in terms of his reelection? 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Hey, thanks, Dave. Got a crash on the ramp from I-70 to southbound I-25, causing some delays there on the mousetrap. Also working a motorcycle accident. Southbound Santa Fe at I-25, still seeing backups going onto the highway there. So do look out around downtown. Things are going to be busy around southbound I-25. Stop-and-go jams in Parker, southbound side of 2 1/4 there from Parker Road to the interchange. Also seeing some jams from I-70 to Alameda. So that's a little bit unusual, but it is going on there in Aurora. Got a really heavy drive there. Eastbound approach is also kind of dragging due to the sun glare. Forecast, mostly sunny, isolated thunderstorms late in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 80s. Right now it's 56 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Clarissa's hatching a plan to find the perfect guy, but she's about to discover her perfect guy just may have a plan of his own. Sarah Chalk stars in the two-night world premiere, Maneater, this Saturday at 9 on Lifetime, presented by Vaseline Aloe Fresh.
Ever afraid to express my opinions?
Well, I live in a free country.
No.
It's so nice to spend more time outside with barbecues, graduation parties, Memorial Day. And Freehops wants to make the time you spend on your patio or deck a lot more comfortable. May is comfort month at Freehops. They've got so many stylish and comfy sofas, settees, recliners, and dining sets to use outside. You'll have to sit in this patio furniture to believe it. And this month, take advantage of the more you buy, the more you save sale at Freehops. It's the perfect time to save some money ahead of the summer. Spelled Freehops, pronounced Freehoffs at 33rd and Arapaho in Boulder.
Real Estate Expert Show on 760 KKZN. Join me May 30th and 31st for an exciting new seminar, Distressed Property Investing. Admission is free for the next five callers who call 1-888-58-REAL-ESTATE. That's 1-888-58-REAL-ESTATE.
Shop Lowe's pre-summer savings event now through June 1st. You'll find great values like a Charbroil gas grill for just $88 plus free propane exchange. That's Lowe's pre-summer savings event now through Monday. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
7:50, now is the time we talk to Mike Spear of Presidential Brokerage, 303-749-2770. Again, 303-749-2770. You can reach Mike and his team at Presidential Brokerage at 303-749-2770. A lot of economic news out this week and last week. This morning we hear that the estimates of how well or how poorly the economy is doing are a little better than originally thought. Mike, how's it impacting the markets?
Well, the markets are a little bit softer right now, David. Thanks for asking. The GDP dropped 5.7%. And you're right, it was a little bit less than what was expected. The Commerce Department reported that they were expecting about 6.1%. And indeed it was a little bit better than expected. So that, in spite of all that, the Dow is down about 24 points right now. Oil's back up around $66 a barrel as we go into the summer driving months, but analysts have been predicting, David, and I'm real happy to hear this, that they don't think oil's going to go back up to $100 a barrel as it did last year. So hopefully the soft economy, while it brings a lot of terrible things with it, maybe that'll help oil prices moderate a little bit, and we're keeping a close eye on it as to what's going on. Also should mention that we put together a book called Avoiding the Tax Trap in Retirement. That's a pretty lengthy book for retirees, and one of the biggest impacts on your retirement dollars and how you are doing in retirement are taxes, and that's one of the things that you can control. As an example, there's a list of 25 things you need to know about your IRA, Roth IRA information, also what's going on with Social Security, when you should start taking it and how to take it. So if you'd like a copy of that book, give our office a call and we'll get you a free copy.
It's 303-749-2770. Again, 303-749-2770. Presidential Brokerage. Mike, have a great weekend, man.
All right, you do the same, David. Talk to you later.
Now, there's a lot of ways you can stay connected to us. You can listen to AM760 on your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
Live streaming courtesy of Pianos and Pianos.
AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net. Stay connected.
.753 here on AM760, going up into the 80s today. I'm out of here. Headed for a hike after the show. Next week, I'll be back Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday for my final stint on AM 760, at least for the next month, and then I am off to China. That's right, I'm going to China with my buddy who's in the Peace Corps there, so not exactly going to be a luxurious trip. We're going to rural China to check it out. I'm going to be off the grid, completely off the grid, for about a month. And hopefully by the time I get back, Jay will be recovered. We'll see. He's out of the hospital and improving, so that's really good news. Back to the phones. Will Governor Ritter veto the bill allowing firefighters to unionize? And your movie cliches. Give us your favorite movie cliches. We've been talking about it on Movie Friday. Ken and Aurora, you're on AM 760.
Hey, David. Hey, we're going to miss you when you're gone, I'll tell you what.
Thanks, man.
You've been doing a great job.
Appreciate it.
Hey, all-time favorite when it comes to movie cliches, it's one of my favorite kind of wicked delights is that movie The Quick and the Dead with Sharon Stone and Gene Hackman, Russell Crowe. Every Western movie cliche ever done, I'll put into one movie. And there's a cliche every 2 minutes in that movie.
Yeah, a friend of mine is a screenwriter, and he suggests that a movie like that is Cobra. With Sylvester Stallone. You know, the license plate says awesome. He's like a cop guy. He like comes screeching into the crime scene. You know, his boss says, Cobra, you can't go in there, and he tells his boss to screw off and walks into a hostage situation. The hostage situation is in a supermarket, and he's leaned up against a beer dispenser, and he takes a beer as he's dealing with the hostage situation. Yeah, there are some movies that are just so chock full of cliches. Another one like that is Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze, for sure.
That's another good one. Ritter is if he vetoes this thing, I don't know if he's going to or not. He might just try and not veto it just to if he sees the writing on the wall. But if he does veto it, you know, I'm sick and tired of hearing him say that he doesn't want to pick sides, and every time he does that, he's picking a side, and it's not the side of the people who helped get him elected, you know?
Yeah, it's, again, the fact that this is even up for debate, it's just, you know, it's like, Governor, where's your head? Where's your heart? Where's your loyalty? I can't even believe this is up for debate. I mean, firefighters, you're not going to let them even have a right to unionize? It's incredible.
We started seeing it with the Clintons and the whole DLC, and when the Democrats in the state picked the mayor, Hickenlooper, rather than take the pick that the unions and others were backing, we're getting what we vote for if we keep picking guys that would rather pick the corporations over working class people.
Yeah, well, and I agree with you. Until we put electoral heat on them, I think you're right. I think you can only expect the same kind of results. Ken, thanks for the call. Dave in Loveland, you're on AM 760.
Yes. I just wanted to let you know that I really appreciate your program. I'm sorry to hear you're going to be gone for a while, but I know you'll be back and we'll enjoy you again.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Ritter, I'm just disappointed by him. He's supposed to be a leader of the party, and he's turned against health care, and he's turned against labor, and I'm just tired of him. I don't know what to do next year. I hope somebody else runs against him, so I've got somebody to vote for.
Yeah, I mean the problem is that if there's no primary, it's a difficult choice for progressives and for Democrats.
Well, we'll write you in.
Yeah. Don't tell my wife.
But
I think that the big political threat to him is that he'll drive down turnout. If people are not enthused about his candidacy, if Democrats are not enthusiastic about his candidacy, then I think turnout will be down. He won't have the volunteers he needs. He won't have the ground troops he needs. And the best way to demoralize your troops is to veto common sense bills like that unemployment bill.
Definitely.
Like the firefighter bill. All right, you got a movie cliche?
I have a couple of them. One is that the hero can't miss a target when he's riding. He can take the ear off of a flea, but when it comes to actually shooting at one of the bad guys, he misses every single time.
Can
never save his own life.
No, that's right. That's right.
Then the other one I've got is the guy that sneaks into the enemy camp and knocks out the guard with a clip on the jaw and then leaves his gun right next to him and walks on so the guy can either wake up and warn everybody that he's there, he gets killed, or they take the gun he left there and shoot him in the back.
You're right. There is a surprising amount of leaving the enemy armed in action movies. It's extremely strange. There's also a surprising amount of, like, hurting the enemy, knowing that they're not fully defunctionalized or fully dead. Basically knowing that the enemy is going to come back awake. There's a lot of that. Thanks for the call. All right, in the 8 a.m. hour, we're going to talk to Christy Harvey of the Center for American Progress. And we're also going to talk to some Walmart workers who are planning to try a union drive at Walmart here in Colorado. Stick around.
Concerts. They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 1-800-491-8149 or click on the banner above to go straight to our website. Remember, your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. Here's that number again, 1-800-491-8149.
In finance systems to the power grid to, of course, military operations and military support networks.
A fresh reading from the government shows that first quarter business activity was down at an annual rate of 5.7%. That's a shade less than previously estimated, but a big drop nonetheless. Economist Naren Baravesh sees a turn coming.
The hope is that this recession will bottom out in the next few months. The economy will start to expand, and the job picture will start to improve.
A key Republican on the Senate Banking Committee has strong criticism for the government's involvement in the GM bankruptcy filing. Alabama Senator Richard Shelby told the CBS News Early Show, it puts the country on the road to socialism. He says the government should have allowed nature to take its course.
What they should have done 6 months ago, they could have gone in to Chapter 11 and saved a lot of money and probably be a lot leaner company than they are.
North Korean television has announced a new missile test, the sixth one this week. The announcement was coupled with a warning that North Korea would take further self-defenses if the UN slaps it with new sanctions for conducting an underground nuclear test. More Americans than ever before say they're multiracial. CBS's Barry Bagnato has that.
The fastest growing demographic group in the nation, multiracial Americans, such as Casey Baldwin, a Middletown, New Jersey teen with a black father and white mother.
Our parents were getting married in a time where it was suddenly more accepted to marry someone outside of your own race, and so it makes sense that there would be an explosion of multiracial youth right now.
Susan Graham, who used to head Project Race, says there's no longer a reason to hide.
We have a president now who's multiracial, and it is more accepted.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Legendary rock and roll record producer Phil Spector faces sentencing today in Los Angeles for the second-degree murder and the shooting death of actress Lana Clarkson. His conviction requires a prison sentence of at least 15 years to life behind bars. The nation's new spelling champion says she had a feeling she was going to win the Scripps National Spelling Bee on ABC. Kaveh Shivashankar tells the CBS News Early Show she knew it was all over when she was asked to spell Laodicea.
I think I started crying during my word because it was just such an emotional moment.
Laodicean. L-A-O-D-I-C-E-A-N, Laodicean.
We have a champion.
The Dow Industrials are up 6 points. This is CBS News.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents Your Tires.
We tires are outraged.
What's the matter now?
The low price tire guarantee at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships is now available to drivers of any vehicle.
But that's good.
But where does it stop? First tires, then any vehicle can come in for the Work Fuel Saver package?
Hey, not a bad idea.
Don't spare me.
Call 1-877-310-3673 or see your participating dealership for details through 123109.
Let's face it, you love a beautiful yard, but have better things to do than waste time weeding.
The long-lasting way to keep areas weed-free is with Preen Weed Control Fabric. Nothing controls weeds longer and is chemical-free. Preen Fabric is ideal for new shrub beds and rock beds. And lay it down before planting veggies for a weed-free season with no chemicals. Preen Weed Control Fabric. Long-lasting, no-chemical weed control for new shrub beds, rock beds, and veggies. Visit preen.com. Preen works so you don't have to.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. A security guard was shot and killed overnight at a West Denver nightclub. Another was injured in the incident.
Security guards were working outside the nightclub in the parking lot area when someone pulled out a gun and fired shots, striking both security guards.
Denver Police spokesman Sonny Jackson. Jackson says the second guard is in serious condition at Denver Health Medical Center. It happened at El Chaparral nightclub. Police are trying to identify suspects. The union representing grocery workers at King Superstores in Colorado has asked the chain for another contract extension, with the sides still disagreeing on pension benefits and wages. Eagle County Airport officials are hoping to attract more visitors to ski resorts by expanding the runway by 1,000 feet to accommodate bigger commercial flights. The airport will be closed until September while the $22 million project is completed. Sports, Nuggets, Lakers, Game 6 tonight at Pepsi Center. Denver needs to win to stay alive, and the Rockies take on the Padres tonight at Coors Field. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale, now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
An accident on the ramp from I-70 as you're trying to get onto southbound I-25, kind of hanging things up just north of downtown. You're also going to see slowdowns as you are making your way on the approach to Santa Fe. This is on the southbound side of I-25 as well. We had an earlier accident that was off the highways but really hung things up. That one involved a motorcycle. Stalled out bus on the right shoulder of northbound 25, again north of downtown. This one is right around 58th. Off to the right shoulder, catching a bunch of looks, though. Slowdowns westbound 36. You're going to find some slight delays as you are trying to get to Boulder. This is starts right around Church Ranch, taking you past Wadsworth. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
They're stepping up their style at the JCPenney sale. Save big with doorbusters Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Style, quality, and price matter. Every day matters. Go to jcp.com to see everything on sale. JCPenney, offer ends May 30th.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents Your Tires.
We tires are outraged.
What's the matter now?
The low price tire guarantee at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships is now available to drivers of any vehicle.
But that's good.
But where does it stop? First tires, then any vehicle can come in for the Works Fuel Saver package?
Hey, not a bad idea.
No, spare me.
Call 1-877-310-3673 or see your participating dealership for details through 123109.
Really progressing.
We progressive.
Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love it too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
The Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
...806 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. About two more hours till I get to start my weekend, and I'm going to start it. I'm going to go hiking out in out near Georgetown. Pretty psyched about that. It's a beautiful day out there, going up into the 80s. A lot of news out there. Let's fire up a news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
All right, national news. The Pentagon plans to create a new military command for cyberspace, stepping up preparations by the armed forces to conduct both offensive and defensive computer warfare. Cyberspace, the next military frontier. The White House scrambled yesterday to address worries from liberal groups about Judge Sonia Sotomayor's scant record on abortion rights, delivering strong but vague assurances that the Supreme Court nominee agrees with President Obama's belief in constitutional protections for a woman's right to the procedure. Sotomayor has made some controversial rulings, seeming to side with abortion rights opponents on the few cases that she has dealt with that tangentially touch the abortion issue. Obama administration officials are debating whether to pair some of their more ambitious ideas to revamp oversight of financial markets, so says the Wall Street Journal. The journal says it's a nod to the political difficulties of pushing through sweeping changes. That's a euphemism for the White House doesn't want to take on Wall Street lobbyists. GM, the ongoing saga of its bailout, the government could own up to 72.5% of the new GM coming out of a bankruptcy procedure. President Obama, on a conference call yesterday, said that there's going to be health care reform this year or there won't be any time in his presidency. Quote, we have to get it done this year. If we don't get it done this year, we're not going to get it done, he says. A new report out by the Economic Policy Institute, as reported by Reuters, shows that the minimum wage is providing a major cushion to the economy right now. The study found that the bottom rung pay increases, the recent increases in the minimum wage, will boost consumer spending by about $5 billion. That makes a lot of sense. When you increase the wages of those at the very bottom, those are the folks most likely to spend the money as fast as possible because they don't really have an ability to save. They're spending on necessities. The Washington Independent reports that as the Wall Street bailout is now nearing its first anniversary, the controversy over giving public money to the private banks has become pretty well examined. But an equally risky aspect of the financial rescue has flown largely under the radar, the government's reliance on private contractors, many with potentially significant conflicts of interests, to help revive the stalled economy. The Treasury Department knows that the law firms and investment managers hired to aid its salvage effort could be influenced by their ties to bailed-out banks. In fact, the department released a rule in January aiming to mitigate the problem. The rule, however, has raised questions from watchdogs by asking contractors to identify and police their own conflicts of interest. Sounds like a fox in a hen house to me. In Colorado news, as mentioned, Governor Ritter seems prepared, although he hasn't done it yet, seems prepared to veto that bill, SB 180, that would allow firefighters the right to unionize. Colorado Polls, the big political website in Colorado, says that from a political perspective, vetoing SB 180 will be a serious blow to Ritter's reelection campaign, not because of necessarily what the legislation stands for, but for what it's saying about Ritter himself. He's already angered many Democrats, not just labor unions, by vetoing bills that had wide support among his own base. He can't keep doing this and really expect his base to have any interest at all in his reelection campaign. Democrats may hold their nose and vote for him, but he's rapidly losing those who would volunteer and those who would write small and medium-sized checks. Will Governor Ritter veto that bill? That is the open question. Speaking of vetoes, the Denver Post has a big story about how Ritter's earlier veto of that bill to allow workers who are locked out of their jobs to receive unemployment benefits, how that is causing a mini controversy in the sense that Democratic legislators, union officials, and the like are saying Ritter never told them he was opposed to this bill. In fact, they seem to be under the impression that he was for it based on campaign statements, and that in their meetings with him in the lead up to his veto, he and his staff never indicated that they were going to veto the bill. This bill obviously deals with the same set of issues that is involved in this grocery chain potential strike. King Soopers and its employees failed Thursday to extend the labor contract set to expire on Saturday. King Soopers workers proposed a 10-week extension of the current contract so the two sides can continue negotiations. The company offered an extension through just June 15th. The company is pushing for massive pension cuts and potential wage cuts. And the companies know that if they lock their workers out, thanks to Governor Ritter, those workers will not get unemployment benefits, which, of course, is an incentive for the workers to accept those wage cuts, knowing that if they get locked out, they could be in serious economic straits. Lawyers for Colorado State University have asked a judge to give them until June 1st to formally respond to that lawsuit filed by the Coloradan, the Fort Collins Coloradan, and two other newspapers, accusing the system's governing board of repeatedly violating state open meetings laws. This is the issue where the board of CSU seemed to select a new chancellor in a secret closed-door meetings. The plaintiffs, the news organizations, say those secret meetings were at odds with those open meetings laws, considering CSU is a public institution. Grand Junction Sentinel reports that the state of Colorado has told the federal government it should conduct a full midterm review of oil shale research, development, and demonstration leases before it considers issuing more of them. Also, 16 conservation groups told the Interior Department they opposed more leases, period. International Speedway Corporation, operator of 12 NASCAR auto racetracks, said Wednesday it still has not ruled out building its own track near Denver, despite the announcement of plans for a motorsports complex by a local investment group, that issue we mentioned yesterday. So now you got two big corporations competing for that $50 million pot of taxpayer cash, that giveaway that the legislature just passed. And final little tidbit here from my favorite website, Game Politics, about video games and the politics of video games. Yesterday, Boston Mayor Tom Menino said he's partnering with the game industry to do a public service ad campaign designed to raise parental awareness of the industry's video game rating system. Today, Colorado Springs television station KRDO Channel 13 is reporting that Attorney General here in Colorado, John Suthers, has also jumped on board. He's issued a press release saying that he's going to help promote video game ratings. I'm all for video game ratings. I'm against censorship, but certainly a rating system, I'm certainly for. That is your news update. I am David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600 is the number. It's Movie Friday. Give us your favorite movie cliches. I'll read you a list after the break of Empire Magazine's top five most prevalent movie cliches. But call us up. Give us your favorite movie cliches. The obvious one is from Scream.
I got one versus, I got one here, David. A couple of instant messages if you want to hear.
Yeah, go for it.
This one came in from, this is Dawn.
And you can instant message us at www.am760.net.
Cliche I hate, horror flicks. The victim assumes the bad guy monster is dead and then stays close to them or turns their back on them, e.g. in movies like Halloween, but of course the entity is not dead and the idiot victim ends up dead themselves.
That is always, that, like
there's
that
like
always
a sigh
happens.
Of relief, like, oh,
and then it's
I
like
just
a lot,
killed
always.
The bad guy, you know?
Didn't, I think the scariest one of that was Glenn Close in Fatal Attraction. Doesn't she come back alive
yeah.
for a second after she's, like, drowned?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Every movie, every really...
I mean, you know what's also incredible about that cliche is that the bad guys... always, when they come back alive with a lot of energy. Meaning they're not like I'm still alive. They like come back with like this like burst of maniacal energy.
Yeah, like just crazy.
Yeah, like they're dead and then they like come back completely 100% energized.
Usually you just see it by their eyes are closed and their eyes just pop open.
Exactly.
That's how they show it.
Exactly. There's a famous line, in what was it called, Army of Darkness, where one of the bad zombies is dead and. The zombie is lying on the ground looking at the camera, and from behind the camera you see the main character come up to her to see if she's dead, like put his hand on her shoulder, and the good guy comes in and grabs the guy before he puts a hand on the demon's shoulder and says, and the demon's eyes come open, like it's going to come back, and he goes, it's a trick, get an axe.
Nice.
It's a pretty great line.
Yeah, man, there are so many out there. I mean, there's so many cliches. What about a comedy movie cliche?
Hmm.
Can you think of any?
Well, there's the obvious one of the body switching one. Right, that the issue, that's a major, major cheap comedy cliche for as a story. You know, vice versa, like father, like son.
Mm-hmm.
All of me is sort of like that, although it's not exactly body switching. That's kind of a cliche. So give us your movie cliches, 303-713-7600. I'll read you out the top five from Empire Magazine. And we'll continue our discussion of Governor Bill Ritter. Do you think he's going to veto that bill that would allow firefighters to unionize? If so, why do you think he's going to veto it? And if he vetoes it, do you think he's going to pay an electoral price? At 8:30, we're also going to talk to a group of Walmart workers here in Colorado who say they are going to try to unionize the company. Starting here in Colorado, that company has not had a single union in its midst at all. So that's in the 8:30, at 8:30. After the break, though, again, I'll read you the top five movie cliches. Give us a call, 303-713-7600. Give us your favorite movie cliches and weigh in on whether you think Governor Ritter is going to veto that bill allowing firefighters to unionize and why he would veto it. Let's get a traffic update.
My favorite cliche, nerds always get the hot chick at the end.
I wish that was in real life.
It's true.
Wouldn't it be a different world?
No, it's true. It's definitely true. But our traffic is looking pretty darn good. Not too nerdy for a Friday morning. Got a stalled bus, though. Right-hand shoulder north on I-25 around 58th Avenue. That's causing some people to slow down there. Again, it's in the right shoulder block, partially blocking the right lane as well. Northbound 25 also stop and go. Washington Street up to Santa Fe, the southbound side, busy. Normal spots, Northland 120th down to 84th. Again, after I-70, working this crash on the ramp from I-70 to southbound 25. That is in the cleanup phase. Should be out of our way here shortly. Also got a car versus deer accident eastbound I-70 up in Genesee. And a car versus bike crash, Orchard at 25. And a car versus motorcycle accident, Colorado near Cherry Creek Drive, just south there of Shotgun Willie's. The forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm. Possible afternoon thunderstorms and a high of 84. Right now we're at 61 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Stretch your dollar with Sonic's new Everyday Value menu and get a variety of great food like a junior.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared.
At Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from thousands of certified diamonds, including the Peerless Diamond, the Ideal Ideal Cut Diamond, and the Spectacular Leo Artisan. Both exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
Landmark Lincoln Mercury says, hello, hybrids. It's gas, it's electric, it's smart, it's the most fuel-efficient midsize sedan in America, and it's here at Landmark. The all-new 2010 Mercury Milan Hybrid will go over 700 miles on a single tank of fuel in the city. The Milan's technology and quality is surpassed only by its stunning design. Landmark Lincoln Mercury has the largest selection of new Lincoln Mercury product, including hybrids, in the state. Serving you since 1919, we are the only exclusive Lincoln Mercury dealership in Denver. We continue to thrive with no layoffs because Landmark has achieved high customer satisfaction for many years. We are proud participants of Ford Motor Company's Owner Advantage Program, which protects your purchase in the event of job loss. For the ultimate non-pressure buying experience, stop in and test drive any of our spectacular Lincoln Mercury product at 5000 South Broadway and online at buylincolns.com.
Volume claim based on total retail sales for the state of Colorado based on 2008 R.L. Polk data.
Choice to qualify.
Members earn points when paying qualifying rates. Valid 521 through 813.09. See choicehotels.com for details.
Only the Home Depot has new Behr Premium Plus Ultra, a paint and primer in one that'll save you about $5 compared to buying similar paint and primer separately. And that's not bad. But not having to prime your walls before you paint your walls can also save you the better part of an afternoon. And what's that worth to you? New Behr Premium Plus Ultra, paint and primer in one. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
I just lost my job, so I moved in with my parents
broke as all get out.
Workers should get money before CEOs get bonuses.
If the object is trying to help people get out of trouble,
the government is, at least in theory, elected by the people,
then maybe we should lower their salaries.
Therefore, it is the ultimate voice of the people.
That almost sounds like I had somewhat of, like, the swine flu.
Oh, my God. What if I had the swine flu?
There's better ways of doing that than torture in today's society.
I don't believe in war. I don't believe in weapons.
Give peace a chance.
AM 760.
I think that would be a trip thing.
Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I crossed my signals a little bit. We're going to talk to Walmart workers now, and then we're going to get to your calls about movie cliches. So if you're hanging on about movie cliches and about Governor Ritter on firefighters, keep hanging on. Right now, we're going to go to Sharon Fuller Bowman and Danielle Glover to talk about their efforts to potentially unionize Walmart. They are organizing a rally that will take place next Wednesday, June 3rd, at 9 a.m. at O'Kane Park in Lakewood, right here in Colorado. And it's Lakewood near Teller and First Street. Right now, thousands of Walmart workers across the country are joining together to try to form a union and negotiate with the company for better benefits, higher wages, and more opportunities at the workplace. And Walmart Workers for Change is trying to get as many people out to these rallies as possible. And you can find out more about this if you Google Colorado Jobs with Justice or go to www.walmartworkersforchange.org. Sharon and Danielle, thank you for taking the time this morning.
Thank you.
Okay, so tell us, you both work at Walmart. So if you can, let's go to Sharon first. Tell us what you perceive to be the big drawback in the workplace right now at Walmart to not having a union. In other words, how do you think your workplace would change if you had union representation?
Okay, well, first I need to make a correction. We don't actually work for Walmart. We are the organizers who are
my bad. My bad. That's my mistake. My mistake. I apologize. Well, then, what's the same question then?
Well, there's a lot of employees that we have talked to from Walmart that want higher wages and better benefits and more respect at the workplace, and it's something that they're not getting. Walmart is one of the largest retailers in the country. They have made billions in profits, and they don't share that with their employees.
Danielle, what has been the challenge? Why has Walmart been able to, how have they been able to resist unionization efforts in the past? I know that there was a union drive at a Walmart in, I think it was in Loveland, a couple years back. This is a company that's, I think, the biggest employer in the United States, the biggest single employer in the United States, and it has been able to crush unions. How have they been able to do that?
Well, every day they have access to their workers. They have more access to the workers than anybody, than any of us that are working to organize them. So they have meetings. They run a very strong anti-union campaign. They have meetings where they bring workers in that are mandatory, where they're talking about the Employee Free Choice Act and trying to answer questions about the union, and they're only giving their perspective, and they're not allowing the employees to have to see the other side about what other things there are to offer out there.
And so what gives you the feeling that this time, that this new effort to unionize Walmart will be more successful than times in the past? Or is it one of those things that's like, this is sort of a slow build, and that, you know, you got to keep trying, and you get knocked down, you keep trying, and you get knocked down? I mean, how realistic is it that this time is the time we're really going to finally get some kind of union penetration at a company that, again, is the biggest employer in the United States.
Well, first of all,
either of you, fire away.
Go ahead, Danielle.
I was just going to say, first of all, it's going to take time. It's not going to happen overnight. But what's different about the campaign that's going on right now is this is going on across the nation. This isn't just happening here in Colorado. It's not just in the Denver metro area. There are cities across the nation that are working to organize Walmart workers and kind of take them on a national level. And every day I talk to Walmart workers that are working two jobs because they can't pay the bills because Walmart doesn't pay them a decent wage. Or I talked to a lady the other day that had to choose between paying rent and having health care, and I don't think that's a decision that anybody should have to make. So the workers are really fired up about it. The associates are really excited, and I think that we also have a president right now that is supporting the working middle class and has come out and said that he wants to see Walmart pay them better wages. I think we have that support as well.
We're talking to Walmart Workers for Change organizers Sharon Fuller Bowman and Danielle Glover. Talk about their efforts the national effort to try to unionize Walmart. There's going to be a rally that will take place Wednesday, June 3rd at 9 a.m. at O'Kane Park in Lakewood near Teller and First. Now, thousands of workers, Walmart workers across the country, including those right here in Colorado, are working to again try to form a union at this, the biggest employer in the United States. I guess then the question is, what do you expect Walmart's reaction to be?
Well, I think their reaction is what it usually is. They are trying to not have Walmart be a union. And so they're constantly telling their associates that their family and that they don't need a union to come in to help. Organize them or anything like that. And so, they just tell them the same thing all the time. They run a very tight ship there.
Have they reacted yet to this specific drive?
Well, across the country, they have had a lot of anti-union meetings around EFCA, the Employee Free Choice Act. And so, yes, they're constantly talking to their employees about the union.
Do you think there's been a new awareness by workers, especially in this recessionary climate, that they need to do something to basically come together and fight for their share of the economic pie? Or are you concerned that the recession might add credence, whether it's actually credible, but add intensity and effectiveness to Walmart's argument that if there is a union, it will hurt jobs, et cetera, et cetera. In other words, is the recession going to help this cause, or is it going to hurt this cause?
Well, a lot of the employees that we have talked to at Walmart are very excited about the fact of being unionized, and they feel that it would definitely help them to have a better way of life, a better future.
And the effort, again, is happening nationwide. The rally is at O'Kane Park in Lakewood near Teller and First. www.walmartworkersforchange. Or you can Google Colorado Jobs with Justice. The organizers here are Sharon Fuller Bowman and Danielle Glover. And, I'm sure a lot of listeners have seen Robert Greenwald's film about Walmart. I'm sure that a lot of folks know about how Walmart pays really, really terrible wages, really does not provide workers with the kind of benefits that a company that big and that profitable should be paying their workers. And it is a company that is the biggest employer in the United States and has zero unions. Even in the age of union persecution, for the biggest employer in the country to have zero unions operating within its midst is just incredible. And we here in Colorado have had some experience with this, that high-profile union drive here in Colorado at Walmart, I believe it was in Loveland, was crushed pretty mercilessly. So again, the rally is on Wednesday, June 3rd at 9 a.m. at O'Kane Park in Lakewood, near Teller and First. Sharon Fuller Bowman and Danielle Glover, thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you.
I'm David Sirota here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 833. It's going up to the 80s today. After the break, we're going to take your calls, movie cliches. Sorry I screwed up the schedule a little bit. I'll give you Empire Magazine's top five movie cliches. Empire Magazine covers the show business industry. And then we'll take your calls on Movie Friday about what movie cliches you think are most prevalent. And also, weigh in. Do you think Governor Ritter is going to veto that bill allowing firefighters to unionize? We're just talking about the effort to unionize Walmart. What about the laws allowing firefighters to unionize? At least Walmart workers technically have the right to try to form a union, legally. I mean, the unions have been crushed by Walmart, but at least they legally have the right to try. Currently, firefighters in many places in Colorado do not have the right to unionize. A bill in the legislature that passed the legislature sitting on Governor Ritter's desk says that they would have the right to unionize. Governor Ritter, unfortunately, many believe he's going to veto that bill. Do you think he's going to veto it? If so, why? And if he does, what kind of political fallout do you think that's going to cause? 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turner.
Prepare to make the jump to light speed.
They're getting closer.
Oh, yeah? Watch this.
It's that crazy in there, huh?
A little crazy. We're in trouble.
We're in trouble.
If I may say so, sir, I noticed earlier the hyperdrive motivator has been damaged. It's impossible to go to light speed.
We're in trouble.
As we always say, Turk is commandeering the Millennium Falcon.
Oh,
it's
man.
Like running the Millennium Falcon without Chewbacca, and that's the sound we play when things are going haywire.
I need to apologize to you, Dave. This hour has been a little bit of a nightmare. We had a guest punt on us.
Yeah, it happens.
And then we had some timing issues, and then
we had two calls at the same time.
I screwed up the schedule. We got it under control now. I think I got it. I got the flux capacitor working now. And we're back on schedule.
You ready to make the jump to light speed?
Yes, I am ready to make the jump to light speed.
Okay, what's the traffic in the galaxy right now?
Traffic in the galaxy is pretty nasty. The nastiest has looked all morning, and we're normally clearing it this time. We do have a stalled bus sitting there on the right-hand shoulder, northbound I-25 around 58th Avenue. Going to see backups around I-70. Southbound side also busy there up in North Glen, but speeds improving into the 30s and 40s in North Glen, but also heavy downtown after I-70. Stop-and-go conditions, southbound 225, Parker to 25, and westbound 36, Sheridan to Wadsworth, going to be a busy stretch for you, too. And a few other things to let you know about. Accident eastbound I-70 approaching I-25. A car versus motorcycle accident on Colorado near Cherry Creek Drive. A car versus deer crash eastbound I-70 around Genesee, and a car versus bike accident on Orchard at I-25. So some pretty unusual situations going on out there. Most of it is on the surface streets. We are starting to clear on the highways. The forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm. Possible afternoon thunderstorms and a high of 84 degrees. Right now we're at 61 in downtown Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Last chance to lock in last spring's low-rate Rocky Mountain Superpass Plus, only $49 down. Get unlimited skiing and riding at Winter Park and Copper Plus 6 days at Steamboat. The $49 down offer is over May 31st. Get yours at select Christie Sports Stores or SkiColorado.com.
60 Minutes.
The CBS World News Roundup.
I'm Charles Gross.
Today on Face the Nation.
Putting the magic into Urban Johnson took a lot of hard work, but the reward was worth it. Your hard work is rewarded at Rent-A-Center. Find the good stuff your family wants from Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more. No credit checks, no credit needed. And it's all backed by 100% satisfaction guarantee. Nice to know Rent-A-Center is working hard for you.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
If you could find a receptionist that's very professional, never late or sick, takes no lunches or vacations, and works for about a dollar an hour, would you hire her? Well, now you can. Introducing the remote receptionist from the Intelligent Office. Just forward your calls to our professionals who answer as your company and seamlessly reconnect that call back to you. And no, this is not an answering service that only takes messages. This is a friendly person trained by you to be a member of your staff for your calls. And if you're a lone eagle or work from home, a remote receptionist will increase customer service and put a professional front end on your business. All for a buck an hour. So if you need receptionist coverage for lunch, sick days, or vacations, or if you want to add some professionalism to your business, hire a remote receptionist from the Intelligent Office. Call 303-447-9000. Work professionally from anywhere with the Intelligent Office. 303-447-9000.
Department here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38%? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the Xcel solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115 or Power Systems online at solarrips.com. S-O-L-A-R-I-P-S.
Covered spots, U.S. airport parking. It's so easy.
Shop Lowe's pre-summer savings event now through June 1st. You'll find great values like a Charbroil gas grill for just $88 plus free propane exchange. That's Lowe's pre-summer savings event now through Monday. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
I'm having trouble trying to sleep. I'm counting sheep but running out. Time ticks by, still I try. No rest for clock tops in my mind.
8:40 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. As I said, I'll be here Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. Very excited about Thursday. We've booked Noam Chomsky for a rare interview. Very, very excited. I've been an email buddy of Chomsky's for years. Met him when I was working for Bernie Sanders many, many years ago. And he's going to come on for a short segment or two on Thursday, and then I hope to have him back at some point in July for a broader hour, and we can do Q&A with him, which would be amazing. Noam Chomsky, known as one of the most renowned intellectual powerhouses of the 20th and 21st centuries. That's not me saying that. That's saying it. The guy is a genius. He's fantastic. So that is on Thursday. Very excited. Wednesday of next week, we are going to do our first taste test show. We're going to have Odell's Brewery in studio to talk about their new line of beers.
And we're going to do it. Aged beer.
Aged beer. Wednesday morning. And so we'll give you our rundown on that. And we're going to be hopefully kicking off something of a regular segment here on AM 760 with either, with whether it's me or whether it's Jay. I'm going to encourage Jay to do a taste testing series. Hopefully he'll take me up on that. And then after Friday, of next Friday, I am out for at least 3 or 4 weeks. I'm going to be in China. Hopefully by the time I get back, Jay will be back. If not, I'll probably be back here. Now let's go back to the phones. 303-713-7600. It's Movie Friday. Give us your favorite movie cliches. The ones you maybe if they're not your favorite, the ones you think are most prevalent. It is Movie Friday. We talk about movies every Friday. And Empire Magazine has its top five list of cliches. One, no one ever locks their car. Two, the L-shaped sheet. where the couple is laying in bed and the sheet is near the guy's belly button and under the armpits of the woman to hide those parts. Number three, splitting up to look around, right? In a dangerous situation, the group always somehow splits up. The big soliloquy the night before the big push, there's always that speech, that sort of Newt Rockne speech. And then the father complex. The lead characters have, many lead characters have these father issues. So that's Empire Magazine's list of its cliches. Now, give us your cliches, 303-713-7600, or instant message us at www.am760.net. And weigh in on whether you think Governor Ritter is going to veto that bill allowing firefighters to unionize. If so, why do you think he's going to veto it? What's going on here? And has Ritter lost your support for re-election because he's flirted with vetoing bills like this? 303-713-7600. Kel in Denver, you're on AM760.
Hello. I just want to say I'm an admirer of your writing and your show.
Thank you.
I would like to talk about Ritter. I think he will, in fact, veto the bill. He's been against labor from the get-go. I think the reason for that is because he's in the pockets of corporate America, and I don't like to use the term labor because it's all of us that aren't wealthy, in other words. And I don't understand why the corporate America gets away with calling labor socialists or communists, but it's the vast majority of the people. Why is it not okay for us in this free country to gather ourselves together to better our circumstances? But that's a problem with them, but they have no problem buying our they gather together and buy our politicians in order to make things better for them.
It is shocking that the right to unionize, the basic right to unionize, is still so fundamentally under attack. I mean, it really is and should be a right of citizenship. In fact, it basically is and I'm going to screw up my constitutional numbering here, but the Constitution does enshrine the right of free association, the right to come together. I think it's the First Amendment, and I'm probably making myself look like an idiot that I just can't remember the amendment, but I believe it's the First Amendment, right to freely associate, to freely gather together. And the fact that the right to unionize is so under attack is just, it's shocking, and it's particularly shocking for a Democrat. And, I think I was willing to give Ritter, he vetoed the Labor Peace Act, the reform of the Labor Peace Act. We're the one state in the country that has this second vote that makes it really, really difficult to unionize. The only state in the country that has this. The bill comes forward to fix that. Ritter vetoes it. And I was willing I was really pissed off, but I was willing to say, all right, look, we don't know where this guy is. And then he extended collective bargaining rights to public employees, and I thought that was a good thing. But he put into his executive order this, like, public employees have no right to strike, which, I don't want to see public employees strike, right?
Yeah.
But I also think it's a fundamental right. I mean, the government should not have a right to compel you to work. Almost the most basic human right should be, I have a right to withhold my work, right? And so when Ritter put that in, I was like, you know what? This is kind of weird. And then he vetoes the bill to restore the law to pre-Bill Owens status, whereby workers who are locked out of their jobs by their employers, locked out. You ask for a raise, the employer says no, and then fears a strike. The company locks you out. Ritter vetoes the bill that would restore the law that it had been for 30 or 40 years in Colorado before Governor Owens changed it. Ritter vetoes this bill that would have simply allowed those workers, if they get locked out, to have access to unemployment benefits. And that was, for me, was like, all right, look, this guy has just answered labor's age-old question, right? Labor's famous question is, which side are you on? And it wasn't really clear which side Ritter was on. And then he vetoes this bill, and I think he made clear which side he's on. Now, I'm not saying it's going to get him all the way back. If he signs the firefighter bill, at least, you know, at minimum, he'll be saying, look, you know, I'm, you know, I haven't fully taken a side, right? I haven't fully taken a side with the bad guys. If he vetoes the bill, I think that's then he's past the point of no return. Past the point of no return. It's my take. He hasn't vetoed it yet, but the rumor is that he's going to veto it. Thanks for the call, Kel. 303-713-7600. Movie Friday. What's your favorite movie cliche? And do you think Bill Ritter's going to veto that firefighter bill, the bill allowing firefighters to unionize? Charles in Denver, you're on AM 760.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
Good.
Good. I got two quick cliches. You may have talked about these or not. I've been kind of in and out on the conversation. The first one is the angry police captain.
Oh, yeah. Love that. And it's not even just the angry police captain. It's yeah. I would extend it to the angry boss,
supervisor, whatever.
Yeah, and a lot of times, you know what's interesting? I love it. A lot of times it's like the angry guy who likes being angry, and you kind of like him because he's angry. So it's like, you know, like the police chief in Beverly Hills Cop.
Right.
It's like, you're right, it's like every police chief.
Yep.
It's like, I think it was like the police chief in Miami Vice is like that.
Well, he was kind of like low-key.
Yeah, he was more low-key. What about the, who am I thinking? Oh, the Peter Parker's boss.
Oh,
in the ball guy. And I like, although you don't really like him, I always think of the principal from Back to the Future. You know, like, I mean, you don't really like him, but he definitely enjoys being angry.
Yep.
You know, so that's a great cliche. Good
right.
point.
And then the other one is all night exteriors, the streets are wet.
Somebody mentioned that.
Yeah, when
somebody
did it rain?
Just mentioned that. That is really interesting. I don't really understand why that
well,
is.
I work in the business, sort of, and the reason they do it is it makes the streets look more, you know, interesting, visually, you know, interesting compared to, you
right,
know,
clean and colorful, iridescent.
Right, it reflects the street lights and it adds more oomph to the visual.
Yeah, and you worked in the business, so my other problem with that same kind of situation is that everything that's not overtly dirty, right, anything that's not dirty as part of the narrative, like, oh, somebody went swimming in a swamp, of course they look dirty in the movie.
Right.
Everybody else looks like impeccably clean and groomed.
Yeah.
Like, people don't look that way. Like, nobody just looks like normal. Like, right now, if you saw me right now, you know, I'm wearing like my t-shirt and my jeans and my shoes and my little my sweatsuit thing. It's got a little stain on it because I spilled something on it. Right, like if this would look like completely perfect, there, you know, and that's just not the way the world looks.
Plus hair.
Yeah, right. I'm not shaven. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So what do you think about Ritter?
Well, it's surprising that this guy used to be a former district attorney, and it's like he doesn't have a pair. You know, I just don't get it. I don't get it.
I mean, I think...
cautious politician that I've ever seen in my entire life.
See, but here's the thing. You're assuming good intention, right? You're assuming, and I'm not blaming you for that. I'm just saying that what we tend to do is say, well, he might want to do the right thing. He might know what the right thing is, but he is afraid to do the right thing. He doesn't have the guts to do the right thing.
Yeah.
And a lot of times that dynamic exists, but sometimes these guys, they get into the bubble, and they lose their moral and principled compass. They don't know, right? Because here's the thing. The best lobbying in the world is not the lobbyist who comes in like the angry police chief and yells at the politician and says, you will do this. The best lobbyist in the world makes the politician think that what they're doing is the right thing. And so when you get to that point, it's not like the politician doesn't have the guts. It's like they've been in this bubble where their whole world is surrounded by yes men and people who make bad decisions and corrupt decisions seem moral and good. Charles, thanks for the call. 852, I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Going up into the 80s today, about an hour or so until I get to head on out for my hike, and I think I got tickets to the Nuggets game tonight.
Bragger.
I called in a favor.
Actually, where's my ticket?
I asked for you. No, I did. Are you
on
call last minute, by the way?
Huh?
Would you
I
be on call
go.
After?
I can't
you,
go.
You can't
no,
even go.
I can't go. I may not even be able to watch it. I got a wedding.
Oh, man.
Is it a rehearsal dinner? Do I listen to the game on my headphones while I'm at a rehearsal dinner?
You need like a watch, man.
I know.
That's a bummer, man. That's a bummer.
iHeartRadio.
There you go. There you go. I'm psyched.
What do I do? Is that bad to listen to the Nuggets game while I'm at a rehearsal dinner?
Let's open that up for the audience. Anybody want to weigh in on that, too? We're talking about Governor Ritter's potential veto, movie cliches, and your take on whether John Turk should be allowed to listen via a radio to the Nuggets game during his friend's wedding. 303-713-7600.
What a bad weekend to get married.
I vote yes, man. I vote yes.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I vote yes. All right, let's get a traffic update.
You got it. Traffic looking pretty good around the city, on the highways anyway, getting back into the 40s and 50s on 225, heading in and out of Aurora, and maybe a little sluggish southbound side there, Parker to 25. Northbound and southbound 25 shaping up as well. You will see the residual jams after I-70 coming into downtown from the north side. Also got this an earlier stalled bus. It was sitting on the right-hand shoulder. Still has some vehicles sitting around there causing some looks, but not really affecting traffic, so to speak. Most of our situations right now are on the surface streets. A new crash, car versus bus, westbound Evans at Holly. Also got this accident in the turnpike, eastbound I-70 approaching I-25. Car versus bike, Orchard at I-25. Car versus deer, eastbound I-70 at Genesee. And finally, one more car versus motorcycle accident, Colorado near Cherry Creek Drive. The forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm. Possible afternoon thunderstorms, a high of 84 degrees. Right now, we're at 65 in downtown Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Don't miss the final Tower One closeout at the Pinnacle at City Park South. Best deal ever on two bedrooms from just $399.99. Call 303-333-1200 or visit the Pinnacle at 17th and Fillmore.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. If I know about something great, you know I have to share it.
Hi, it's Tom Harbin to tell you about Lauer's Hardwoods. Want to save money, help the environment, and improve the look of your home? Buy Beetle Kill Wood Products. Lauer's Hardwoods carries Beetle Kill pine flooring, paneling, trim, siding, 2x4s, and logs. It's beautiful, it's cheaper to buy, and it helps Colorado forests and workers. Visit their showroom in Lakewood and mention this ad to receive 10% off on your purchase. For details, call 303-205-WOOD, 303-205-WOOD, or Lauer's Hardwoods.
To find something that you like. Plus, you get more bang for your auto buck. You know, you go buy a new car, oh, it smells great, and all of that. But the minute you drive it off the lot, hey, price of it sinks like a rock. Rocky's Autos, drop by and see any of my friends at Rocky's. I guarantee the shopping experience will be a good one. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. That's Rocky's Autos at the historic location of 63rd and Federal. You just can't miss it. Just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
AM 855, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600 is the number. Dave in Boulder, you're on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hey, Dave. This is Dave also.
Hey.
I would probably disagree with you on most things, so I'll get brief. On the firefighters union part of this bill, I don't have the bill in front of me, but I would say to you that most paid firefighters right now are in unions anyway, and the International Association of Firefighters represents the vast majority of firefighters in the state of Colorado.
Right, but municipalities right now are allowed, have a lot of leeway to curtail union efforts and to not recognize unions, firefighters' unions in this state. This bill would say that by state law, not by municipal law, but by state law, the right to be in that union and to be recognized as a collective bargaining unit as a firefighter is a right in the state as a whole. So basically preempts municipalities' right to bust unions.
Well, they don't do that anyway.
Well, some municipalities don't fully recognize unions. They don't give them full rights. They don't allow them to collectively bargain.
But they could collectively bargain if they took it to the vote of the people that represent their jurisdiction.
Yeah. Well, I mean that's the state legislature.
Well, no, the Longmont Firefighters Union just did that within the city of Longmont.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is the state legislature also represents, state legislators also represent those folks as well.
Yeah, but why would you need the state to approve it when you already have a system in place to allow firefighters?
Yeah, because some municipalities don't
The proponents of the bill believe some municipalities do not fully respect the right of firefighters to join a union. I mean, there is a reason why firefighters want this bill. This bill is not a moot point. This is a real bill. It's whether you disagree with it or not, the merits of it.
I've been on both sides. I am a firefighter, and I'm telling you, firefighter unions have a lot of good, but they also have a lot of potentially very corrupt factors.
Okay, Dave, I disagree. I mean, I disagree with you, but I respect your opinion. If you want to debate the merits of whether firefighters should unionize or not, we should debate that, and we will debate that. But this bill certainly is touching on a real issue. It's not a moot point. Thanks for the call. All right, stick around. We'll debate this more, and we'll get your movie cliches after the national news.
You know what the Snuggies are, right? There for people who can't deal with blankets. A Snuggie is pretty much giving up. I just want a blanket with, like, armpit holes in it. It's pajamas for the long-term unemployed.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weeknights at 7 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Landmark Lincoln Mercury says, hello, hybrids. It's gas, it's electric, it's smart, it's the most fuel-efficient midsize sedan in America, and it's here at Landmark. The all-new 2010 Mercury Milan Hybrid will go over 700 miles on a single tank of fuel in the city. The Milan's technology and quality is surpassed only by its stunning design. Landmark Lincoln Mercury has the largest selection of new Lincoln Mercury product, including hybrids, in the state. Serving you since 1919, the only exclusive Lincoln Mercury dealership in Denver. We continue to thrive with no layoffs because Landmark has achieved high customer satisfaction for many years. We are proud participants of Ford Motor Company's Owner Advantage program, which protects your purchase in the event of job loss. For the ultimate non-pressure buying experience, stop in and test drive any of our spectacular Lincoln Mercury product at 5000 South Broadway and online at buylincolns.com.
Volume claim based on total retail sales for the state of Colorado based on 2008 R.L. Polk data.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. Cyberspace can be a dangerous place. And with that in mind, President Obama's unveiling new plans to beef up the country's computer security system.
This is an important first step. This is the first time the President of the United States has called members of the private sector and the media, CEOs of corporations, to point to this important issue of cybersecurity. We haven't seen that in the past.
Paul Kurtz is a CBS News Homeland Security and Counterterror Analyst. Mr. Obama will also name a cyber czar to oversee it all. And the Pentagon is working up a new unified cyber command. There's new incentive for first-time home buyers. CBS's Barry Bagnato has details from Washington.
Another move to push people thinking of buying their first home to take the plunge. The government is offering short-term loans so these potential buyers can quickly take advantage of the new $8,000 tax credit before it expires at the end of November. Get one of these loans and you can use the money without waiting to file your tax return next year. You are still required to come up with a down payment, 3.5% of the purchase price.
New Jersey teenager Casey Baldwin has a black father and white mother, and it's not always easy.
I hate having to fill out a form and not having multiracial as an option or not being able to check both African American and Caucasian.
But on census forms, there is a way to do that, and the Census Bureau says multiracial Americans are the fastest growing demographic group. A new warning from North Korea. The country's military says if it's provoked, it will retaliate. More ominous talk on a day the country performed another missile test. Charles Vick of GlobalSecurity.org.
It is rather ominous. Conflict, no matter how limited it may be, could break out there. And I think everybody wants to avoid that, but at the same time, they're not going to let North Korea dictate to all of humanity.
The UN Security Council is considering tougher sanctions after North Korea's nuclear test on Monday. Iranian TV has posted photos on its website. It claims are U.S. soldiers abusing Iraq prisoners at Abu Ghraib prison. CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland has seen them and doesn't think they're legit.
There's a total mix and match of various uniforms that have come from periods of time, the U.S. military and different services. None of the photographs that I saw show any shoulder patches, name tags, insignias that would have routinely been on because these were actual soldier uniforms.
He also says the photos were taken outdoors with no prison in sight. Revised government numbers show the economy tumbled at a 5.7% pace in the first quarter of the year. The first estimate had it at 6.1. Not much difference either way, says economist Nariman Baravish.
We've got two back-to-back drops in GDP, huge ones, which are the largest in about six decades. So this is bad news.
Right now on Wall Street, the Dow is up 17 points, the NASDAQ ahead 4. This is CBS News.
Valvoline is introducing the first engine guarantee up to, get this, 300,000 miles. Register before 75,000 miles right now at Valvoline.com, then head over to Advance Auto Parts and get 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter for just $14.99. See stores or Valvoline.com for details and limitations. Valvoline's got the guarantee, Advance has the offer, and you've got no worries for a long, long time. Advance Auto Parts, that's keeping the wheels turning.
The Home Depot has new lower prices on select patio sets. You'll save 25% or more. But keep your seat. It gets better. Put those savings towards something to enjoy while sitting pretty on the patio. Like a new flat of flowers, a new grill, or maybe some outdoor lighting for those cool evenings you'll spend thanks to our new lower prices on select patio sets. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Another group wants to build a racetrack project in the metro area. One day after a Colorado Springs group rolled out plans for a development east of DIA, a second group says it's working on a mixed-use project anchored by a racetrack near I-70 and E-470. The Denver Post reports the second group's project would include conference centers, hotels, and retail shops. Both groups are hoping for millions of tax dollars from the pending Colorado Regional Tourism Act. A security guard is dead and another is hospitalized after an overnight shooting outside a Denver nightclub. Police say the shooting occurred at El Chaparral near I-25 and 6th Avenue. They have no suspect information yet. And Eagle County Airport officials are hoping to attract more visitors to ski resorts by expanding the runway by 1,000 feet to accommodate bigger commercial jets. The airport will be closed until September while the $22 million project is completed. Sports. Nuggets Lakers in Game 6 tonight at Pepsi Center. Denver has to win to stay alive in the series, and it's the Rockies and Padres tonight at Coors Field. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where crews are cleaning up an accident. Eastbound I-70 on that approach to I-25. Surface street crash also being mopped up. Colorado near Cherry Creek Drive North, as well as westbound Evans near Holly. That one was a car versus bus crash. Southbounders on 225 still struggling a little bit after Parker Road up towards I-25. Same deal for eastbound drivers on 6th Avenue, Federal towards I-25. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Goodyear has the tires for summer fun. Plus, get up to 100...
Bruno is Sacha Baron Cohen's highly anticipated follow to Borat. It's set for a July 10th release, but unless producers tone down some of the content, it could be slapped with a kiss of death NC-17 rating. Reports suggest there may be a little too much sexy time in the mockumentary about the flamboyant fashionista Bruno, which has already been praised by critics. Show us.
Every once in a while, a revolutionary product comes along that changes everything.
Make it into the future.
iPhone users now have a new way to make calls. Say hello to Skype for iPhone. Don't get too excited, though. As it turns out, you'll only be able to use this app when you're connected to the interwebs via Wi-Fi. Even so, it does promise the ability to make free Skype-to-Skype calls, Skype out support, and instant messaging with other users.
Inspector Gadget.
Technically, Michael Caine has retired. In reality, the 75-year-old actor admits that he finds it hard to turn down a script, a statement supported by recent roles in movies such as Dark Knight, Children of Men, The Prestige, and the new movie Is Anybody There?, now showing nationwide, in which Caine gives what many believe is one of his best performances yet.
Back on some income in exchange for some more free time. And I'm a little nervous about it economically, but I've got enough white hair on my head at age 33 that I know I need to find a little bit more time. And so this week ends a number of projects I've been working on, which is just going to be fantastic. I'll be here next week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I'm psyched that we got a great lineup next week. We got Odell's Brewing Company coming in for a taste test. We're going to run down their new line of beer for this year with them in studio. And on Thursday, we have an exclusive interview with Noam Chomsky, the world-renowned scholar and thinker, probably the most famous and deservedly so, a thinker, political thinker, at least on the left of the second half of the 20th century. I don't think that's overstating the case. So Noam Chomsky on Thursday, very, very excited. And then after next week, I'll be out for a number of weeks, probably 3-4 weeks. I'm going to be in China. I'll be completely off the grid. Hopefully by the time I get back, Jay will be back in this chair. He is recovering right now. He's out of the hospital and in rehab. For the final hour here, before the weekend, we'll continue our discussion of movie cliches. What are your favorite movie cliches? It is Movie Friday. Also, do you think Governor Ritter is going to veto this bill to allow firefighters to unionize? Let me just give you some background on that bill. Because there was right before the end of the break, there was a little bit of a debate about what the bill actually does. The Grand Junction Sentinel has a report this week on it explaining what the bill does. I'll recount it here to you. The Colorado Professional Firefighters Organization is pressuring the governor, saying that he had promised the candidate to sign this measure. Now, what does this measure do? Well, let's explain what happens right now. Voters in Grand Junction, for instance, rejected a measure in 2000, a municipal measure, that would have changed the city charter to allow collective bargaining. So there are many municipalities in the state of Colorado that do not allow firefighters to collectively bargain, whether for wages, benefits, or, as the firefighters' president says in this state, says having just a voice in making their jobs safer. They don't really have a collective bargaining voice in equipment decisions, staffing decisions, station decisions. As passed by the legislature, this bill could affect 24 fire departments or fire protection districts. Of those, 13 already have some form of collective bargaining agreement, leaving 11 to be directly affected by the measure. So 11 fire departments have no collective bargaining rights. The municipalities in their charters basically outlaw or restrict collective bargaining. The state law would say no, that's unacceptable. Municipalities should not be allowed to disenfranchise firefighters. Every worker has a right to form a union. And the opponents of this bill are basically saying no, firefighters should be employed to protect the communities, but they should have no union rights. And that's, to me, that's unacceptable. And Governor Ritter now has to decide which side is he on. Is he going to veto this bill and punish firefighters, or is he going to pass it? What do you think? 303-713-7600. Donna in Wheat Ridge, you're on AM 760.
Hi, David. Happy weekend.
You too.
Good luck with the movie cliches. I think this has already been mentioned, but I want to mention the degree to which they go. The bad guy always comes back to life, but he always does it a minimum of 3 times.
He always comes back to life, and I talk with Turkey, he always comes back more energized. It's strange. They get beaten down, and they don't come back. They don't come back like, oh, I'm back. They come back like with a super burst of energy.
That's right. They do. They're energized and they're back on top of things. They're better than ever. And I always count how many times they come back.
You think it's 3. You think the cliche is 3.
I think it's usually 3, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just when you think they're vanquished, you know they're coming back. So, oh, wait, they're only on 2. So let's stand by and see.
Yeah, that's absolutely. And I said the scariest bad person to come back was, I thought, was Glenn Close when she came back in what was it called?
Fatal Attraction.
Fatal Attraction. That's right. That's right. That was really, really scary. She comes back with a vengeance. Absolutely. Donna, thanks for the call.
Hey, I wanted to talk about Ritter.
Oh, yeah. Go. Fire away. Sorry.
Yeah. You shouldn't be surprised that there's this anti-union thing. I mean, the people that own the businesses own the politicians, and their only interest is in profits. And, you know, Ritter's one of them. I'm so disappointed in him. I worked for him. I will not work for him again, and I think he's probably going to veto it because I think he's showing who he truly is. But my thought on this whole anti-union thing for the firefighters, the next thing they're going to want to do is privatize it.
You think they're going to privatize?
I think that's going to be their next trick is, oh, hey, you want to collectively bargain? Well, here's a news flash for you. We're going to sell the firefighters' jobs to, oh, I don't know, Blackwater comes.
They privatized the prisons. They've privatized, at the state level, they've privatized the prisons. Obviously, they've privatized part of the war-fighting machine through Halliburton. It sounds crazy, right? They're going to privatize the fire. Well, first of all, firefighting companies used to be privatized back at the, they used to be private. You used to hire them. You used to pay insurance to them. All you got to know, to know that, just go watch Gangs in New York, speaking of Movie Friday. So it isn't a radical concept, and you're right. When municipalities put in their charter that firefighters can't collectively bargain, that is just, it's just gross. And we need, that's why a state legislature exists, to prevent municipalities at certain times from taking extremist measures like that. Thanks for the call, Donna. Ron in Littleton, you're on AM 760. Hello, Ron.
Yeah.
You're on AM 760.
Yeah, how you doing?
Okay.
Hey, you're talking about movie cliches, and the one that really gets me all the time is these lawyers always, they always do this Perry Mason routine. Go into a real courtroom and see what happens.
Yeah,
if they pull that stuff in a courtroom, they'd be disbarred.
Definitely. The movies definitely make the courtroom seem like a theater, oftentimes a theater of the absurd, that's for sure.
Yeah, if you were a lawyer and say, I object, Your Honor, and the judge says, objection overruled, and in movies and TV, how many times does the guy want to argue with the judge? Try that in the courtroom.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's a good point, man. Good point. Anything, you got anything to say on Ritter?
I'll tell you one thing about fire departments, I can see one back east. My wife comes from the Philadelphia area, across the river in Burlington County, New Jersey. And I can see why they don't like unions, is most of their, and they're highly rated, most of their fire departments are volunteer fire departments.
Well, I don't know if that's, volunteer, they used to call them that, they're part-time. I don't know if many of them are not.
They have one or two people that stay full-time at the firehouse.
Right.
Like, she lived in a town called Morristown, New Jersey.
Yeah, I know it.
And they had they got one of the best volunteer fire departments on the.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true. And I think that's true. It doesn't negate the idea that if they want to join a union as even a part-time employee, I think they should be able to. And we're going to see what Governor Ritter does on this bill. Again, the bill is SB 180. Rumor has it that Ritter's going to veto it. The bill would protect the rights of firefighters to unionize, and it would overrule municipalities that are trying to prevent them from unionizing. Ron, thanks for the call. 916, I'm David Sirota filling in here for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. If you're not outside right now, make sure to get outside today. It's going to be a beautiful day. We'll do one more call before we get a traffic update. Let's go to Zane in Sheridan Lake. Zane.
I'm calling to talk about movie cliches.
Okay, fire away, Zane.
The cliche is, I never get it how people in movies, when they go in the water and dive in the water and hold their breath, they can hold their breath for unreasonable amounts of time.
You're like totally right, minutes. Man. You're totally right. It's like ridiculous. I always think that these people are diving down, and they. I've tried to hold my breath. I used to play a game with my brothers. You know, when I was a kid, we'd try to see who could hold their breath the longest. I mean, it's like ridiculous. Like these people are like, they're like fish. You know, they have like suddenly every movie character has gills. I mean, you try going under the water and holding your breath for like 30, 45 seconds, you're not gonna start to feel very good. These most movie characters, they're swimming around, they're feeling fine. You know, it's like they got a secret scuba lung on them. Hey Zane.
Yeah.
Great movie cliche, man. Thanks for calling.
Well, just a couple days ago, me and my sister and my mom, we all went to the pool. And we all played the game where you try to figure out who can hold your breath.
How long did you last?
I lasted 17 seconds.
17
seconds? They couldn't beat me.
You see what I'm saying? And you see these movie scenes, you're right. I just watched the TV show, you know, I watched Lost. And I'm not going to give away anything for anybody because I know there's a lot of spoilers. But there's a scene where one of the main characters, like, does, like, a 30-foot dive and is swimming around and is completely fine. I mean... your brain is going to start to shut down at like, I don't know, minute, you know, one minute in is really harsh. You're absolutely right. Hey Zane,
yeah.
I got to get a break here. Thanks for calling, man.
Okay.
No, don't let anybody tell you that radio is a medium with only old listeners. Zane sounded like he was about 9 or 10 years old.
I think he was a 9 year old. I asked.
That's sweet, dude. We're breaking into new demographics.
That's right, and he makes a good point, man.
That was a good one. No one had brought that up either. He lasted 17 seconds. That's longer than I could last when I was
in all the Vietnam movies, you know, where they have like the guy hiding in the swamp underneath the water for like 2-3 minutes at a time, and he's like breathing through a bamboo chute.
Yeah, try breathing through a bamboo chute.
Yeah.
See how
does
it feels.
Work?
It's not. I've never tried it. We did an experiment with a straw when I was a kid. It was no fun. There was a lot of coughing.
Right.
It was bad.
No, they, like, you know, it was brought up in the first hour we talked about this. They seem to have like superpower heroes or superhero powers, capabilities. I'll spit it out. God, I'm having a rough day today.
Oh, the Millennium Falcon.
Man, I got a wedding going on. I got some family issues. I think I'll have some good stuff to talk about if I fill in there.
The hat has been thrown, folks. That's twice in this hour. That's the signal that Turk is having, that the Millennium Falcon is having problems. The Turk throws the hat. Yeah, we got some trouble. All right, speaking of trouble, what's going on the roads?
Well, we got some trouble with my computer now, too, as I can't log into my traffic screen. So as you hear me typing, I'm logging in. Got a car versus bus accident, westbound Evans near Holly. That's our only accident. All those other ones I talked about last report are out of the way. Residual traffic, speeds in the teens and 20s, maybe popping up into the 30s now. Eastbound 6th Avenue, Federal to 25, and southbound I-25 from 70 past Spear. But really looking pretty good now for us. Do have water main work still going on at University near Yale. Single lane closures of Colfax between Colorado and Quebec. And in Golden, they're still doing that construction work on Highway 58 there at Washington Avenue. Today's forecast, mostly sunny, isolated thunderstorms late this afternoon, highs in the lower 80s. Right now, we're sitting at 66 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Need to find a reliable business? Did you know that the Better Business Bureau can connect you to trustworthy businesses?
Old Santa Fe Pottery has all the touches you need to make your yard a special place to be. Their spring sale is going on now. Hurry in for the best selection on a wide variety of planters, pots, sunfaces, chimeneas, and more. For the first time ever, Old Santa Fe Pottery is taking 20% off their glazed outdoor pottery. During the spring sale, all Mexican outdoor pottery is 30% off. Old Santa Fe Pottery's spring sale. You'll find savings and selection on the perfect pieces for your yard. Old Santa Fe Pottery, 2485 South Santa Fe Drive, just south of Evans.
Presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor, brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, icebergs.
When it comes to identity theft protection, a free credit report is just the tip of the iceberg. But often, there's no iceberg below the surface, just a tip bobbing about. So get Identity Guard. With superior protection tools and patented technologies, Identity Guard is a colossal identity theft protection iceberg. All this from the company that's protected over 20 million people. And that does not sound like something an iceberg tip could accomplish. So get Identity Guard and get real protection. Not just a free credit report tip.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault, a $50 value. Free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 now. That's 877-600-2669. Or visit identityguard.com.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular pavestone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
923 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Should let you all know about the little project I'm starting up, a hobby of mine that you can check out. www.nerdivore, like omnivore, like carnivore. www.nerdivore, NERDIVORE.com. It's going to cover, it's going to be a website, a blog, a community. You can register, you can post diaries, you can do a forum. I'm going to be anchoring it with articles about gadgets, technology, music, movies, everything that that a nerd could love. I've recently come out of the closet as a nerd. So check it out. There's a Twitter feed on there, www.nerdivore, N-E-R-D-I-V-O-R-E. We consume all things nerd. And admit it. You're a nerd. It's okay. I used to pretend I wasn't a nerd, but you're a nerd. If you're listening to this station, you're interested in probably things that are nerdy. And it's okay to be nerdy. Nerds are good. There are millions and millions of nerds out there. In fact, I think the majority of Americans are in some ways nerds. A lot of us suppress our nerdiness. But I'm no more. www.nerdivore, N-E-R-D-I-V-O-R-E. Okay, back to the phones. Movie Friday, speaking of being a nerd. This is the movie nerd haven here on Fridays on AM 760. What are your favorite movie cliches? 303-713-7600. And do you think Bill Ritter is going to veto that bill allowing firefighters in the state to unionize? And if so, why do you think he's going to veto it? And if he does veto it, is it the last straw for you? Are you going to say, forget it, I'm not voting for this guy anymore? Charles in Englewood, you're on AM 760.
Ritter lost my vote back when he appointed that senator that's just been awful. I think last time I voted for Ritter, I actually voted for a Republican instead of a Democrat.
So when Ritter appointed Michael Bennett.
Bennett, right.
That's when he lost your vote.
He was kind of teetering on the edge for a long time before that, but Bennett was the last straw.
Are you a regular Democrat? Are you Republican, Independent? How do you usually vote?
I think I have voted for a Republican three times in my life, and those were like city council offices.
Okay. What about movie cliches? You got one?
Every time you mention movie cliches, the only things that pop into my head are Mel Brooks movies. I mean.
Yeah, well, he's like making fun of.
Cliche.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Absolutely. Hey, man, thanks for the call.
My pleasure, buddy.
Eric in Lakewood, you're on AM 760.
Hi, David.
Hey there.
On the cliche, most police movies, not all of them, but most police movies, either the DA or the police commissioner or the police chief or the captain, somebody's doing everything they can possibly to undermine the hardworking detective. And I'm thinking about Bradford Dillman and Hal Holbrook in the Dirty Harry movies. It's constant. They have to fight the upper establishment to get their job done.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting you bring that up because it's part of. I just read a really good article in The Nation about Clint Eastwood's career and the archetypes that he picks. And this really is, I think, part of the broader right-wing narrative against government that that somebody in a lot of movies is always fighting against the evil bureaucracy, the evil government, right? I mean, whether it's the police officer, the detective fighting the DA, whether it's the, you know, Beverly Hills Cop where they're fighting against the they're trying to get circumvent the loudmouth Beverly Hills new police chief. You know, it's the inherent message is that that the way to fix society, the way to enforce the law, is you need somebody who's like a vigilante who just takes the law into their own hands. And obviously that's a very, very anti-government version of the old cowboy metaphor that pervades American American life, at least American pop culture. So you're absolutely right. And it is a huge, huge cliche.
I'll take it even a step farther. It's the liberal police commissioner or captain or DA that is more concerned with the crook's rights than the victim.
Yeah, or their own power, their own turf, yep. Or the technicalities of the law. That's absolutely right. And by the way, kudos to the caller earlier on this week who mentioned to me on this show, because we were talking about movies and the right-wing narratives inherent in a lot of our seemingly non-political entertainment. Somebody mentioned this story about Freddy Krueger and how Freddy Krueger is really the story of Freddy Krueger is really, just like you said, this really right-wing narrative where Freddy Krueger, I looked it up. The story of Freddy Krueger is, here's a guy who's a serial killer. He's a murderer of children who gets sentenced to jail but gets out on a technicality because the bureaucrats found that somebody didn't sign his arrest warrant properly.
Damn liberals.
Yeah, right, exactly. And so he gets out, and there's this amazing dialogue in the movie where this woman is recounting the story of Freddy Krueger, and she talks about how the parents had to take matters into their own hands. And they hunt down Freddy Krueger, and they burn him alive. And he then proceeds to haunt, you know, the whole movie is about how he then comes back and haunts them. But you're right, this cliche of the liberal, legalistic, bureaucratic government getting in the way of the true heroes who are interested in justice and morality. It's everywhere, and it is a huge, huge cliche. Okay, you got anything on any thoughts on Bill Ritter?
I do. I will most likely, if he is the Democratic nominee, I'll hold my nose and vote for him. But Colorado polls had it exactly right. I am no longer in the slightest bit excited about him at all. I expect him to veto this. I work union most of my life. I work a couple of jobs, nothing jobs now, and they're not union. Nobody has your back. People who are opposed unions are, you can divide them generally into three groups. The fat cats, the shills for the fat cats, and the people that believe what the shills are saying against their own best interests. And that's, you can divide it up that easily. That gentleman that called earlier, most people who are working as volunteer firemen are looking to get on permanent somewhere, and they're going to want union protection. So that's all I got, David.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Matthew in Denver. Matthew, you're on AM 760.
Hey, man, how you doing?
All right.
I've got two movie cliches for you.
Fire away.
The first one is, like, Jason Voorhees, Michael Myers, any good zombie movie, bad guys are walking at a snail's pace, yet they always seem to catch up to the person they're chasing, even though the person is running as fast as they can.
That's so true, man. I love that. That is so true. It's so, and you know what? You know what's weird about that? That's a cliche in my dreams. Meaning the horror movies I have, the horror dreams, like the nightmares that I have once in a while, it's always like I'm running as fast as I can, and I just can't get away from whatever's chasing me. And whatever's chasing me, by the way, isn't really running, right? It's like moving slowly, but I just can't, and like I just keep getting so tired, and I can't run away. It's like, maybe it's like life or dreams imitating movies, imitating dreams, you know, but you're so right. That is such a pervasive cliche. Good call, man.
And they always seem to trip on something, too, when they're running away.
Always, always. Nobody ever can run away without falling on their face. That's true.
And the other one I have is, my best example is the A-Team. How there's probably 10,000 rounds of bullets fired and no one ever gets shot and there's always a car flip.
Yeah, there's always, I mean, that was a major characteristic of, you're right, of the A-Team. In fact, noted by critics, that there was so much gunfire and nobody was killed, or very few people were killed. I think that's changed a little bit in a lot of movies. I think the cliche has now become lots and lots and lots of bad guys die. But whenever the good guy is running across a wide open space,
never gets shot.
The bullets are always at their feet, so the little specks of dirt fly up. But somehow, the bad guys have, like, the worst aim in the world. Like, it's really, really such a cliche. All right, you want to weigh in at all on Ritter?
I just hope that he wouldn't do anything against Firefighters Union.
Yeah,
that would be pretty lame, especially for a Democrat.
It would be. Well, keep your eye on it. It's SB 180. And for the audience, if you want to call Governor Ritter, you can call his office and mention SB 180. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 933, going up to 80, well, into the 80s today.
84 by my mold.
84 degrees. That is sandals weather, although it's also hiking weather.
Tie and pants and long sleeve shirt weather for me.
I was just at a wedding in upstate New York, actually Western Massachusetts, and just be thankful that we get 84 degrees out here without humidity.
Yep.
Because you add humidity, you haven't been, you really haven't spent any much time out east, right?
No, but I am familiar with monkey butt.
Yeah. It's
don't want it.
Yeah, you get it out east. So just be thankful. You got to be in your tie for this wedding and stuff. But just thank God that you live in Colorado and there's no humidity. All right, let's get a traffic update.
Traffic really back into shape for us. Only place I'm seeing some residual traffic now, southbound I-25, I-70 past Spear. About a 15-20 minute trip on 225 between 70 and 25 traveling across Aurora. Also, no problems to report on C-470 in Highlands Ranch or Littleton. We do have a late crash on US 6 near Jefferson County Parkway. That's out there near Golden, so that causing some delays. Also got water main work southbound University near Yale. The forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm. Possible afternoon thunderstorms and a high of 84 degrees. Your current downtown temperature is 66. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Next time you're at King Soopers, look for new lower prices on chicken and all ground meats. The new lower prices will help you put food on the table for a lot less. It's another way to get more value for the way you live at King Soopers.
It's over for the Republicans for the next 40 years because they will be viewed as the party that didn't. That
if you really love quality Swiss timepieces, then you must go to Jarrett, the Galleria of Jewelry. As you might expect from the store that has five times the selection of ordinary jewelry stores, you'll find an outstanding collection with brands like Tag Heuer, Movado, Tissot, Swiss Army, and many more. But it isn't just the brands. It's the number of timepieces within each brand that truly distinguishes Jarrett.
It can only be Jarrett.
Find a Jarrett store or shop anytime at Jarrett.com.
You're sitting at your desk right now working, aren't you? And if you hear this commercial again later, I'm pretty certain you'll still be working.
And tomorrow, working.
What's missing from this picture? There's no playtime.
And even if you're playing at your computer, you're not playing outside. You're not connecting with your kids or working up a healthy sweat.
Lucky for you, now is a perfect time to play. Tennis. May is tennis month in America. Time to play. Again.
Or for the first time.
Time to give the couch some time off. Time to hear, nice shot.
And time to hear the sound we never grow too old for.
To get back in the game, go to TennisMonth.com and find courts, find partners, find your game.
That's TennisMonth.com.
Or pull up the screen on your computer right now and click on the United States Tennis Association banner to see all the ways the USTA is ready to help you play.
Now through Monday, some restrictions apply. See store for details.
.36 on AM 760. I'm David Sirota filling in here for Jay Marvin. Check out my new website at www.nerdivore, N-E-R-D-I-V-O-R-E. Music, gadgets, movies, TV, conspiracy theories. Very nice, man. Very, very nice. That's the song from Revenge of the Nerds, right? Oh, man. Send me that link. I need that link. I'm going to post it on the site. I love that, man. It's such a great...
It is the greatest maybe seen in any movie of all time.
Oh, man, when they come out on stage and they just tear it up. Love that. It's awesome. It's Movie Friday. Give us your favorite movie cliches and tell us what you think about Governor Ritter. Is he going to veto that bill allowing firefighters in the state to unionize? Pam in Denver, you've been holding. I apologize. I screwed up the phone and didn't get to you earlier. I hit the wrong button. So, Pam, my bad.
First thing I want to say is there's a wonderful movie I want you to watch, if you would, and give your input. It's called Flow for the Love of Water.
Flow for the Love of Water.
You got to get it. It's at Blockbuster. It's very important. It deals with Nestle in the water.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Water Wars. And then my cliche thing is every time I get into a movie and the brilliant hero or heroine is being ravaged and the police don't trust them and whatever, they don't put on a disguise. Rule number one, if somebody's after you, you disguise yourself.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Nobody ever puts on a disguise,
very
right?
Very rarely. Foreign films, they do more. But you've got to disguise yourself if you think somebody's after you.
Yeah, you know, the only person who, the famous one, disguise was, I like that scene, one of my favorite movies, The Fugitive. He grows the beard. He has a beard, then he cuts the beard. And he gets himself an ID, and he dyes his hair. You're right.
You can do a lot of things.
You can really do a lot of things.
I'd love to see a movie that does that.
You're totally right. A lot, and most characters in movies like that certainly do not. All right, any thoughts on Ritter?
Ritter, I'm very nervous, and I hope he's not selling out and has a job lined up. And he's acting like a second-term, going-to-get-a-big-job guy.
Yeah, well, he's still got a re-election battle to get through, and I think he will change, but only if he fears for his political life. I think that's absolutely true. Pam, thanks for the call.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Noah and Thornton, you're on AM 760. Noah.
Good morning, David.
Hey, man.
Hey, I was wondering, how is this even legal for a city municipality to outlaw unions? I mean, isn't there federal law that supersedes this, that we all have a right to collectively bargain?
No, there's not a federal law. There is not a federal law that statutorily enshrines the right of people to unionize, and certainly not public employees. Municipalities, whether here or in other states, have in their charters rules that say that public employees cannot unionize. I mean, it's really, really, it's shocking. And I wrote about it in my first book, Hostile Takeover, when you actually can quote from some of these charters. I quoted in that book from a charter of a city in Florida, and it's like the most incredible anti-union propaganda right in the charter of cities and municipalities. It's incredible, and this bill would basically say in Colorado, no, municipalities do not have the right to fully disenfranchise, firefighters.
I'm wondering why the liberals or the Democrats haven't really pushed for some kind of a federal rule outline that would cover everybody. That seems just like obvious.
Yeah, I mean, the answer to the reason is because the Democrats in Congress don't love talking about unions. They love taking money, and they love getting all sorts of volunteers from unions and votes from union households. But, you've seen on the Employee Free Choice Act, lots of Democrats don't want to talk about it. You know, I mean, it's a really sad commentary on what happens to a political party, what happens to American politics and a progressive movement when labor is put under attack. It's sort of this self-fulfilling downward spiral, to mix cliches. You know, it's really like, you know, when you've got a labor movement under attack, the labor movement can't fully, it's got enough problems, and it can't fully fund political engagement, and then the political party that it relies on to represent working people,
turns
to somebody else. Exactly right.
Huh.
Any movie cliches?
Movie cliches, I'm just kind of sick of watching like films where some guy's shooting a pistol and he's got like 50 rounds inside of it.
Yeah, I know. Nobody ever runs out of ammunition. That's for sure. And especially
even more so, and never carrying ammunition on them.
Right. Suddenly it's like automatically reloaded. I know. It's incredible. And especially one caller called up and said, well, the bad guys tend to never run out of ammunition, and the good guys always have like only 3 or 4 bullets, and that they have to aim perfectly. And of course, the bad guys always miss and the good guy always hits. Absolutely. Hey, man, thanks for the call. Have a good weekend, buddy.
You too, David.
All right. Ross in Centennial, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Dave, I got a movie cliche for you. The movies where a guy gets shot and he's got some sort of crucial piece of information related to the story, and his friend comes up to him and he's at his last breath and he can barely say what the information is, and he dies with his eyes open.
Yeah, I know. And you know what's interesting about that cliche? I learned this in my law and ethics class in journalism, and lawyers are probably going to call up and tell me I'm wrong, but I remember learning that there are certain statements in a court of law that come in the legal system that are considered more, that come with more gravity, that is more credibility than other statements of hearsay. And one of them is a dying person's like last couple words.
Right.
That those are given more credibility because basically they don't have much to lose. Right? I mean, if you're sitting there in their last couple seconds, you're probably not going to be, well, a lot of people aren't going to be thinking about how to calculate a lie.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. All right, anything on Ritter?
I'm assuming that in addition to corporate payback on his decision, whatever decision he makes on this, I'm assuming that he's also looking at polling, showing that his numbers really aren't so good. And I would attribute that to him not having his base revved up for him and not being enthusiastic for him. I hope they're not interpreting that as he's not pandering towards conservatives enough. I think his numbers are going down because they're just, you know, there's his core base is not enthusiastic for him. And another thing, you weren't here when this happened, but Bill Ritter ran unopposed. He did not run against anybody in a primary.
He did, well, that's right. He did not have a major primary. I do know that. I was up in Montana at the time, but I remember seeing that. And there was all talk that it was going to be a big primary, and there really wasn't much of a primary. It's incredible that this state's Democratic Party political culture seems so unambitious.
Well, I think they are itching. Bennett, they are itching for a primary fight this time around. We're much better organized, much like Montana is right now. Democrats are much better organized in Colorado now. And I think you're going to see a primary fight with Bennett and with Ritter. Regardless.
Well, I certainly hope so, and I say that, and I'm not taking a side because we'd have to see who the primary candidates are. I say that as somebody who consider myself first and foremost a small D Democrat.
Uh-huh.
That the more Democratic engagement there are, the more elections there are, the better. And
right.
I think, you know, this idea that primaries weaken parties or weaken candidates, that doesn't make any sense.
I don't buy that at all. Here's another thing, David. Back when I saw a debate, Adam Schrager had hosted the debate between Ritter and Bob Beaupre, and he had this lightning round thing that he went, and you had to do a yes or no answer. You just love those kind of questions, though. A yes or no answer, very,
right.
Very quick. And several times, Ritter would not answer. He would have to add something, no, but, yes, but. And Beaupre would just answer yes or no, just lightning round. And you talk about people making stands, and even if you disagree with it, at least it's a strong stand. And I know that's how Tester ran things when you advised him on his campaign. And it just kind of disturbed me that he was not able to just answer yes or no, damn it, you know?
Of hedging, right?
Yeah, it was a lot of hedging. And now, Beaupre was a terrible candidate. He ran probably one of the worst, and I don't know if you if you read up on that. He ran one of the worst campaigns I've ever seen. So he really didn't have anything to worry about. But I always that thing always stuck in the back of my mind. He ran unopposed during a primary, and I think if he had run, if he had ran in a primary against a strong progressive, he may have been a lot better able to just answer yes or no on those.
And maybe that's the lesson, right? Maybe that's the exact lesson that we should remember now, because we got another shot at it in terms of a primary. And again, not to just rail on Ritter, but that when you don't have contested elections, you get politicians who will make decisions that are oftentimes not in the interest of the public. Maybe that's the exact lesson. Thanks for the call, man. Great call. All right, 947. I'm David Sirota filling in here for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. We'll squeeze one more call before the break. Bob in Lakewood, you're on AM 760.
Hi, David.
Hey there.
This is Bob. On the Ritter possibility of vetoing the unionization bill, does that bill also, would that give the firefighters the right to strike?
My take on this is two things. One, as I read reports on the bill, the way I read it is that it would mandate that firefighters have the right to collectively bargain. Right now, some municipalities in their charters ban that right. Does it prevent municipalities from having anti-strike clauses in their charters? I'm not sure. That hasn't been mentioned and in any of the coverage of it. And I think the reason it hasn't been mentioned, Bob, and this is important, is that there have been, to my knowledge, no strikes by a unionized firefighting operation that I know of. It just hasn't happened. It never, to my knowledge, has happened. People can call up and if you got examples of it, but there hasn't been, to my knowledge, an example, at least not in modern history, of a firefighting company that's unionized saying, we're on strike, we're not going to go put out fires. Just like, by the way, there hasn't been an example of doctors who are employees, doctors that are employees of hospitals can be in a union. There's no examples of doctors going on strike. Now, the reason for that is obvious, that if you're in a fire, if you're a firefighter, if you're a doctor, you're doing life-saving work. And the morality of going on strike is too strong, even if you may have that right, to actually go on strike. So my point here is that you're asking a question about a problem that doesn't really exist.
Well, I see it as a possibility that could exist. Maybe there's no record for that. But how about policemen? Should they have the right to unionize?
I think everybody should have the right to unionize. I don't really understand what is so frightening about.
Should they also have the right then to strike?
I think anybody should have the right to strike, frankly.
Even the military.
Yeah, you know why? Here's why. Because I don't really understand the logic that says it shouldn't be someone's personal right to withhold their labor. I mean, we don't live in China. We don't live in North Korea. We don't. Last I checked, we're not supposed to be a country that's about forced labor. So when you say somebody can't strike, you're saying that the government or the employer has the right to forced labor. And to me, that seems completely un-American.
I guess I get your point, but I think it would be a disaster if firefighters went on strike or if doctors went on strike.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. But
if the military went on strike.
Bob, I completely agree with you that it would be a disaster, but here's the thing. Again, let's cross that bridge when we get to it. That's not a problem that exists. The problem that exists in our face right now is that firefighters, at least in Colorado as it relates to this bill, firefighters do not have a seat at the table in wages, in pension benefits, or as much of a seat at the table as they should have, wages, pension benefits. And by the way, safety decisions, that's their big argument, is that they're saying, listen, because we can't collectively bargain, we don't have the right to be at the table in making equipment decisions, in making procurement decisions about equipment and procurement that we as firefighters need to be safe on the job and to do our job effectively. And so that's what this is really about. I agree with you. It would be a disaster if firefighters strike. But that's a theoretical problem, that there's no record of really ever being a problem among firefighters who already are unionized. So, yes, if that happened, it would be a disaster. But let's cross that bridge when we get to it. Let's address that problem when it actually becomes more of a realistic problem and not just a theory. Hey, Bob, thanks for the call. 952, a couple more minutes here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, the J. Marvin Show. I'm David Sirota, and I'll be heading out for a hike in just a couple of minutes.
Bragger.
We'll get back for one more segment after a traffic update.
I'm just kidding, Dave. Oh, we're almost done. It's almost the weekend.
Exactly.
Traffic really in good shape for us now. Just a couple late things going on the surface streets. Two-vehicle accident, Florida and Irving. And this one out in Golden on U.S. 6 near Jefferson County Parkway. Got a crash there. Also still working this water main work on University around Yale Avenue. Forecast today, mostly sunny. Isolated thunderstorms late this afternoon. Highs in the lower 80s. Right now, we're sitting at 68 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Clarissa's hatching a plan to find the perfect guy, but she's about to discover her perfect guy just may have a plan of his own. Sarah Chalk stars in the two-night world premiere, Maneater, this Saturday at 9 on Lifetime, presented by Vaseline Aloe Fresh.
Mario Solis Mara.
It's so nice to spend more time outside with barbecues, graduation parties, Memorial Day. And Freehoffs wants to make the time you spend on your patio or deck a lot more comfortable. May is comfort month at Freehoffs. They've got so many stylish and comfy sofas, settees, recliners, and dining sets to use outside. You'll have to sit in this patio furniture to believe it. And this month, take advantage of the more you buy, the more you save sale at Freehoffs. It's the perfect time to save some money ahead of the summer. Spelled Freehoffs, pronounced Freehoffs at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SolarIPS.com.
Mark Lincoln Mercury says, hello, hybrids. It's gas, it's electric, it's smart, it's the most fuel-efficient midsize sedan in America, and it's here at Landmark. The all-new 2010 Mercury Milan Hybrid will go over 700 miles on a single tank of fuel in the city. The Milan's technology and quality is surpassed only by its stunning design. Landmark Lincoln Mercury has the largest selection of new Lincoln Mercury products, including hybrids, in the state. Serving you since 1919, we are the only exclusive Lincoln Mercury dealership in Denver. We continue to thrive with no layoffs because Landmark has achieved high customer satisfaction for many years. We are proud participants of Ford Motor Company's Owner Advantage program, which protects your purchase in the event of job loss. For the ultimate non-pressure buying experience, stop in and test drive any of our spectacular Lincoln Mercury product at 5000 South Broadway and online at buylincolns.com.
Volume claim based on total retail sales for the state of Colorado based on 2008 RL Polk data.
Thoughts on whether Governor Ritter is going to veto this bill guaranteeing firefighters the right to be in a union. 303-713-7600. George in Lakewood, you're on AM 760.
Hey, thanks for the call. I believe that he'll probably veto it because he's already in the pocket, I believe, somewhere, those kind of guys. And just remind everybody that, you know, he's supposed to represent us. If he does veto what the people want, you know, it's our right to veto him. Okay, and on the cliche, this one I have is one that is, I think, pervasive in everything, and it's so deep in the subconscious that nobody ever sees it, but it's one that is, oh, in every movie you see it, it always blames the woman. It's the woman's fault. And that, I think, rides so many things in our culture where supposedly the white American male is the all-know-be-all guy who can do it all. But at the same time, he's got zero power in his own life, so he struggles all the time. And when it comes down to the problem, he's got to turn around and he's got to blame the woman somehow.
So So you think the cliche is a really anti-feminist cliche?
Yeah, I think it's just the patriarchal society that we live in, and it's very easy to build upon that because everybody gets it.
Give us some examples.
Any example. You pick a movie, pick Die Hard. Okay, look at Die Hard. Just like the other example of he's a vigilante, he's against the government, mm-hmm. whole thing's happening. He's out there because of his wife. It's his fault. It's her fault that he's even there.
Well, that's interesting. You're right. It does kind of blame Bonnie Bedelia.
It's everywhere. Once you look at it, you'll see it. It's there everywhere. And, that's one of the things we've got to change. Women are the reason why we're here, especially, say, in Native American culture. They're the ones who kept us surviving this whole time against a bunch of dumb male moves, all based on ego rather than balance and survivability.
Yeah, and I know the theory, you think about what would the world be like if it was run by women?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a solid argument to be made that the world would be a lot better place. That's for sure, and you're right. I think the cliche really is, when you start thinking about it that way, it's in a lot of movies. Hey, man, thanks for the call.
Well, look at Sotomayor. Look what they're doing to her.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. Thanks for the call, man.
Okay, bye.
9:58, that's it for the show here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm Dave Sirota.
You know how short people have no chance in movies either?
Say again?
Short people have no chance in movies.
You're right, short people have no chance.
Life in general, man, I'm 5'6", hating it.
Napoleon had a chance.
Shortest act, James Cagney was like 5'5".
Yeah, although the short actors, they surround them by even shorter actors. Sylvester Stallone is like 5'7". In movies, he looks like he's like 6'4". It's because they put shorter people near them. You're right. There is a short cliche. That's it for the show. I'm headed out for a hike. I'll be back Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Remember, Noam Chomsky on Thursday. Oh, and on Wednesday, a taste test, Odell's Brewery taste test. So make sure to tune in for that. Until then, I'll be in my sandals.
Concerts for Kids is proud to...
The Home Depot has new lower prices on select patio sets. You'll save 25% or more. But keep your seat. It gets better. Put those savings towards something to enjoy while sitting pretty on the patio. Like a new flat of flowers, a new grill, or maybe some outdoor lighting for those cool evenings you'll spend thanks to our new lower prices on select patio sets. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Four on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZ.